Fiery Gizzard.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
As the regular season draws ever closer to next week's homecoming festivities against York Institute and the huge Week 11 finale with the Gordonsville Tigers, the minds of Bulldog Nation may be straying away from tonight's opponent. But as for head coach Bruce Lamb and his 6-1 Clay County Bulldogs, they kept their focus on their current week's competition each step of the way. It's that focus and drive that have propelled them into this non-region matchup as a well-oiled machine firing on all cylinders that has made the mid-October commute southward 100 miles to Grundy County High School, nestled between the communities of Altamont and Colemont. Only once before have the Dogs ventured into this domain, and that was 34 years ago when the Black and Gold got stung by the Yellow Jackets 12-21. However, head coach Nick Bryant and his 0-8 Jackets haven't stung anyone lately. Can they do it tonight? Time will tell in the fourth meeting of the Bulldogs and the Yellow Jackets.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke, Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County Coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show for the fifth time this season. We are on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to do a good job of describing things this evening. Joining me is our network producer, the drinker of free coffee, and the defender of fence hangers, Rob Edwards.
Thanks, Daniel. Happy to be here. A nice little trip down. Left Salina pretty early and took our time.
Yeah, it was a nice trip up. All colors starting to change. A nice part of the country to be in tonight. Also joining me, the network's founder, the excellence of extension cords, and the harbinger of stats, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that kind introduction, Daniel, as always. Back on the road, you mentioned it, Daniel, you know. But the best part of this one, it could be the last trip we make because the Dogs have a chance to close out the season at home throughout.
You're right. We've got two home games to wrap up regular season. Next week's homecoming game with York. The big finale Region 4A matchup with Gordonsville. Both of those are going to be at John Temple's Field. And if we can beat the Blue Tigers, home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
You guys are right. Nice little jaunt up 111 or down 111 and across the ridges here. But, you know, as always, we made the most of that long trip with a stop at Rosie's down the way in Tracy City. Good friend, Terry Everett from South Pittsburgh, recommended them, and we appreciate him for that because it's pretty good.
It was pretty good. Rosie's Farm. What was it called, Coach Edwards?
Rosie's Farmhouse Kitchen, I believe.
And that was in Tracy City, right?
That's right.
About four communities down here, all within about 10 miles of each other. So it was good.
It was. And we're set up right here where we want to be when we're not in the friendly confines of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, smack dab in the middle of Bulldog Nation, here in the stands at Grundy County. And I can't think of a better place than to be here with you two on a football Friday night. Appreciate you, what you do each week. And for the third week in a row, these Dogs are big favorites tonight, Daniel, but there's a lot of factors at play here. You know, bigger school, long road trip we just talked about, unfamiliar territory, just to name a few.
It is. Grundy County 0-8, but they are a Triple-A team. You know, last year, they ended up hanging a few touchdowns on late. Don't remember the final score, but it wasn't a running clock. It wasn't a disrespectful score if you're a Yellow Jacket fan. So they came to Salina last year and put up a fight. I think they were also winless at that point in time. So I expect a challenge tonight.
I think so, too. We talked about them being big favorites. The Dogs, that is. There's one group that is also a big favorite in our book, Daniel, and that's those who helped us get the Horizon Sports Network off the ground a long time ago now.
Yeah, this is our fifth year doing this, and those sponsors, they come to the college, and every time we wondered when we got it going, had the idea you did, and we said, okay, I think we can pull it off, but now will anybody be interested in supporting the cause? And that has not been an issue.
It has not. Folks, we also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Hala Horizon newspaper each week because that's where this thing all started, the Horizon Sports Network, just an extension of the print media we put out every week on stands on Tuesday in your mailbox on Wednesday. Up next, as we do in every broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in that newspaper this week in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's win over Scott High. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace,
Everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. Daniel, that headline read, Dogs Keep Rolling with Win Over Scott. And the story talked about how Clay County kept rolling with another dominating non-conference win over Class 4A Scott High last Friday night. And the article explained how the Dogs backed up a 9-touchdown effort of the week prior with 8 more scores and a high-octane 53-7 beatdown of the Highlanders. Playing for injured senior quarterback Keaton Arms, sophomore Nate Adams accounting for 4 of Clay County's touchdowns, while senior tailback Joseph Markham added 3 while racking up 192 yards rushing. Like Markham, Adams rushed for 3 scores, and he also found senior wideout Jimmy Burchett for another. But it wasn't just about offense for Clay County, as the Dog defense stifled Scott throughout and also dented the scoreboard, as your summary is going to show.
It does. Senior defensive linemen Ricardo McElroy, John Hamilton, and Hunter Kyle, who had 3 sacks, shredded the Highlander front. Senior linebacker Levi Garrett blew up Scott ball carriers, and senior utility man Alec Kerr posted a pick 6 interception. Clay County led 20-0 at the end of the first quarter, following Adams' initial score, a 2-point run, and a 30-yard touchdown tote by Markham, and Kerr's highlight. The Dogs then doubled their advantage to 40-0 at halftime with a combination of rushing touchdowns from Markham and Adams, Burgess scoring catch, and the power of Garrett extra points. As the TSSAA Mercy Rule running clock wound to shorten the second half, Markham provided the highlight of the night with an 88-yard score on the final play of the third quarter when he took a handoff to the right, bounced off a tackle, reversed field, and retreated near his own goal line before he stiff-armed a defender to get the corner, turned on the jets down the left sideline, and finally dove into the Highlander end zone for his 16th rushing touchdown of the season. Garrett followed Markham's near-impossible feat with an extra point, and Clay County Reserves entered the game to start the fourth quarter with the score of 47-0. Scott then connected on a 75-yard touchdown pass to get on the board before Adams crossed the stripe one last time to account for the final margin of Clay County 53, Scott High 7. Thomas, outstanding job of you verbally in words there describing Markham's big play. It was impressive, the riding and the play.
Well, it was impressive, but it definitely doesn't do that play justice, what Joseph Markham did. He just blows your mind with the ball in his hands. But, you know, Clay County ran a total of 31 offensive plays covering 415 yards in the win over Scott High, which, if I'm not mistaken, Daniel, that's the biggest number we've seen Clay County post as far as yardage goes.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we've had some huge games, but that one was even huger.
The Dogs produced 284 of those yards on rushing and 6 touchdowns, and they had 131 yards passing and 1 touchdown. Adams was 7-for-13 for 131 and a TD. He had completions to Burchett, Hamilton, Kerr, Markham, and Weston Burville. Burchett, the 1 43-yard touchdown. Hamilton, 2-for-35. Kerr, 2 for 27. Markham, 1 for 21. And Birdwell, 1 for 5. Markham was the leading rusher. He had 9 carries, 192 yards, and 3 touchdowns, while Adams had 5 carries for 51 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Kerr, 4 carries for 41 yards. Garrett led the way defensively with 5 tackles, 1 for loss. Kerr had that pick 6, and he and Markham had 4 stops each. Kyle McElroy, Birdwell, and junior Ben Maxfield recorded 3 each. Kyle had a huge first half with 3 sacks. Burchett, junior Parker Smith, made 2 tackles, and Hamilton and junior Austin Anderson also had 1 apiece. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more, just like Daniel and I went through, in your Dell Hall of Horizon about this game here at Grundy County. We also want to ask you to remind your friends we're on the air tonight, not only with our live feed, audio feed on our website, but we'll also be on Facebook later on when the cameraman arrives, and go live there on our Facebook page. Just search Dell Hall of Horizon on Facebook. We'll be right back with more of the Carquest pregame show here at Grundy County.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest, by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. So don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by...
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. Time now for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for 5 consecutive seasons and have 24 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 11 wins, 24 losses, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Grundy County Yellow Jackets have made 19 playoff appearances, with their most recent coming last year and their first back in 1991. They have a playoff record of 5 wins to 19 losses, and their furthest advancement was the third round in 1993. These teams are meeting for the fourth time in their histories tonight. The initial prior games took place in 1987 and 88, with the home team winning each of those contests. 1987 saw the Dogs win 33-7 in Salina, while 1988 saw the Yellow Jackets win 21-12 here near Colmont. The home team won again last season when the series was renewed, as Clay County won 41-21 in Salina. With that win, the Black and Gold hold a 1-game series win streak and an overall record of 2 wins against 1 loss against Grundy County. We do have stat leaders in certain categories from those first 3 games. Thomas, I'll let you share as many as you'd like, and then I'll pick him where you leave off.
Sounds good. 1988, your rushing yardage leader. 181 yards on the ground by Scott Barlow. And then passing yardage goes to Nate Adams. Last season, he threw for 200. against the Yellow Jackets. Adams also had three touchdowns in that same game, and Alec Kerr caught 112 yards from Adams in that contest.
To go along with those 112 receiving yards, Kerr added two receiving touchdowns and a long one, too, the longest against the Yellow Jackets, a 78-yarder that Adams and Kerr hooked up for. Defensively, Jimmy Burchett leads the way with something's wrong there. Interceptions, two minimum. I've got a strange mark there, Thomas.
I'd say he must have had two.
Two. I'm assuming Jimmy had two picks last year against them. And the final one, we know this one's right. Longest punt return touchdown, Stephen Arms, a 56-yarder. That one coming in Salina in 1987.
Yeah, and you can't talk about Grundy County without expanding on Stephen Arms just a little bit, Daniel. You may have that plan later. I'm not sure.
I don't.
You know, Stephen's the all-time greatest quarterback we had here, and he would have been really over the top if it wasn't for that one game down here in Grundy County the last time we were here.
Yeah, seventh game, I think, of the season that year, his junior year in 1988. He was leading the mid-state in passing, maybe the whole state. I know just the mid-state from the Tennessee. But, breaks his leg down here, shortening an outstanding junior campaign he was putting on. Sophomore at the time, Brian Burchett, came on in relief, I think, finished out the season as the quarterback that year. But just really kind of derailed things for the Dogs because they were such a strong passing attack. Of course, one of Arms' favorite targets was Burchett. So not only did you lose your starting quarterback, but you lost your top receiver by default there whenever that took place. That's been 34 years ago. And by coincidence, today's Stephen Arms' birthday. So he makes a return on his birthday to a place he probably doesn't like very well.
No, I'd say he doesn't, but happy birthday to the best.
That does conclude our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. Tonight on About a Bulldog History, we continue celebrating the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that's celebrating either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week, we discussed the 1987 team. This evening, we turn back the clock 15 years to 2007. The first iPhone was released. 32 people were killed in the Virginia Tech massacre. Tiger Woods was the PGA champion. And Dickie Brown was in his first year as head coach of Clay County High School football. This a team that I'm very familiar with, Thomas. It was the first of 10 years helping coach myself. I was an assistant on this bunch. And Offensively, he scored 24 points a game on average. Defensively, allowed a little too much, allowed 16 points a game on average. But they finished the record, the season, since I was a part of it, we finished the season with a 5-5 record that year. But this was a cultural rebuild is what this was. Coach Brown was brought in. Here were the eight prior seasons. 1999, 0-10. 2000, 1-9. 2001, 1-9. 2002, 3-7. Good year in 03, went 7-4. 2004, 4-6. 2005, 3-7. 2006, 2-8. So, coming out of almost a decade of all losing seasons, except one, it felt pretty good to get back to 500 of that 5-5 record. And we'll see why that was, kind of tough to do back in those days as we go through the schedule here in just a moment, but I'll let you share the players from this team and the coaches.
I'll do it. Three freshmen on this team, Matt Copeland, Dylan Keene, and Patrick Bice, and then eight sophomores, Sean Price, Nick Stevens, Matt Brown, Joey Nardelli, Todd Scott, Ethan Wright, John Smith, and Andy King, eight juniors and then seven seniors, so 15 upperclassmen. Yeah. When we talk about teams that are pretty good, you got a good upperclass number, and they do. So junior Nolan Dale, Tyler Edwards, David Bailey, Jake Wheeler, Gabby Garcia, Jordan Melton, Scott Brown, and Bryson Barlow, and then seven seniors, Daniel, Cody Dawson, Aaron Brown, Trey Richardson, Jess Roten, Cody Estelle, Jared Atkinson, and Jerry Ritchie. You mentioned Coach Dickie Brown, who came in and turned this thing around, and assistant coaches David Maxfield and yourself, Daniel. Daniel Strong, managers Amelia Kirk and Laura Robbins. And you talk about that senior class, you know, Trey Richardson jumps out at me, you know, also Aaron Brown and some of those others, Daniel. So some names that really put up some numbers during their time.
They did. Trey Richardson, one of the, you know, just no doubt about it, one of the great running backs Bulldog football has seen. And that strong junior class with quarterback Nolan Dale, and all those other guys that were there with him too. But a strong bunch. The best thing about Coach Brown, who I still stay in touch with and have become very close to over those years, he brought two players with him.
Right.
Senior Aaron Brown, his oldest son, and sophomore Matt Brown. They were two of the better players on that team. Real high football IQs and just great players. But let's go ahead and look through that schedule, see how they ended up with that 5-5 record that year. The season opened up, and it was, I'll explain real quick, it was a run-heavy offense. Coach Brown liked running the beer, and we did it a lot. That was the game plan. Like he always said, if you're going to run the option, you run the option. You don't play around with it. You do it or you don't. And it was a full commitment to running the beer with tailback Trey Richardson, quarterback Nolan Dale, Aaron Brown playing the fullback when he was healthy, Matt Brown playing the fullback when he wouldn't. But they opened the season with a good win against Taft Youth Center, 15-9. Trey Richardson, 154 rushing yards. Second week of the year, 28-7 win over Jackson County. Once again, Richardson, 155 rushing yards and three touchdowns in that one. And then faced one of the toughest teams on the schedule, Friendship Christian. They were in our region back then, Region 4A contest. It didn't go so good.
No, it didn't, Daniel. 41-25 loss there to the Commanders. Jerry Ritchie did have two receiving touchdowns, I assume, from Nolan Dale. And
I think the first AP poll had come out that week. They were the number one team in the state.
Right.
And we were coming off 2-8 year. At halftime, we had them. Led them at halftime. They ended up beating us 41-25, but we gave the Commanders a fight that night.
Run for their money. The next week, you rebounded with a huge blowout of region opponent Red Bull Springs, 52-0. Richardson, four rushing touchdowns in that one. Nolan Dale found Richie for a 74-yard touchdown, and Evan Richards had two interceptions. The same thing the next week, another 35-0 shutout of Kings Academy. Richardson, 205 rushing yards in that one, Daniel. So those were probably the only two blowouts that you're going to see on this schedule. Well, maybe one on down the road, but what you're going to hear is a bunch of names that makes this region a pretty tough one.
Yeah, the rest of the way, the last five games, all region contest. We went down to Watertown. Remember that game well. Fought hard, lost a tight game, 8-12 to the Purple Tigers that night. So a 4-point loss dropped us to 4-2 on the year at that point. Play an outstanding Trousdale County game in the seventh game of the season. Another Region 4 matchup. Yellow Jacket stung us 45-7, the final in that one. So 4-3 on the year. And then we go to Monterey up on the mountain. Lose a heartbreaker. 0-7 the score. Just couldn't get the offense going that night. Had an opportunity. I remember it well. Won't say the player's name. But we had a touchdown set up was dropped. Can't catch them all. But Aaron Brown in that game recording 15 tackles. As I mentioned, Aaron's so smart from his linebacker position. So after 8 games, 4-4 on the year, had not at that point had a losing record, went from 1-0 to 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, 4-4. So never had had that losing record yet.
And then he broke the 3-game losing streak right there, Daniel, with a big win over Mount Juliet Christian, 53-0. And Nolan Dale, 151 rushing yards that night and 3 touchdowns.
I think they played an even front, best I recall, and Coach Brown shifted that inside beer to a midline play, Nolan pulling a lot of those, running himself. Finished up the regular season, as a lot of teams have in Bulldog country. Last game of the year was against the Gordonsville Tigers down at Turney Ford Field, and they bested us 14-49. Gordonsville strong team that year. David Bailey found Cote Dawson for a 71-yard touchdown in that one, the highlight of that game, and finished up the season with a 5-5 record. But, Trailsdale, Watertown, Monterey, Gordonsville, Friendship Christian, a lot of those are programs that we've lost a lot of games to over the years, not just this 2007 group. Got a picture of the cheerleaders here, but Thomas, I forgot to list the names with them. We'll have that in the paper in a week or two. I can tell you the football queen from that year, one of our managers, the lovely Amelia Kirk, was the 2007 football queen.
Yeah, I got behind on printing some of those By the Bulldog history photos and cut lines, Daniel, but we doubled up last week, caught up 2 weeks, so we'll do that again this week. We'll get this 2007 team in and the last team we did and try to go from there. But we'll have those cheerleaders identified in the newspaper.
No doubt. I know several of them, but I don't want to try to go through and miss any. Folks, 2007, 15 years ago, that's kind of wild to think about that it's been that long, but it has. A good team. 5-5 record. Final thoughts, Thomas, on it?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Daniel. A lot of 500 teams, a lot of 6-4 type teams. That's the type of stuff I did during my career. You know, when you face tough competition, it's hard to come out above that, really, unless you just have a tremendous season. But you see Friendship Christian, Trailsdale County, Gordonsville, Monterey, a strong program at the time. You know,
it's
a whole different animal when you got a region like that.
That's true. Folks, it has been our pleasure to discuss the 2007 Clay County High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 15th anniversary. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the Clark West pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Grundy County, where the Dogs will look to improve to 7-1 with a win over the 3A Yellow Jackets. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior All-State utility man Alec Kerr for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
I'm glad to be here, buddy. Thank you.
Alec, appreciate you sitting in with us, too.
Glad to be here, Thomas.
Coach, your team kept rolling last week with the blowout over Scott High. I guess it went like you wanted it to for the most part.
Well, anytime you win, it's the way you want it to go. But, yeah, we played well. Good kids came out focused, ready to play, and it showed.
And in that win, your guys scored 8 touchdowns after putting up 9 the week prior. And this guy sitting beside you, he's been a big part of that scoring barrage lately. Have you ever seen a guy with a nose for the end zone like Alec Kerr?
I'm going to tell you, when he gets the ball, I never know what he's going to do with it. It's amazing. And it doesn't matter if it's on offense or defense. This young man gives everything he's got, and I love to watch him. I've coached a lot of good ones over the years, and I'm going to tell you what, he ranks right there as one of the best. He is he's phenomenal, and he's just a pleasure to have on this football team, and I'm so blessed to be to coach him. He's just he's amazing.
Alec, I mentioned it there. You know, your touchdown or touch to touchdown ratio is out the roof. What do you contribute that to?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, I went back and listened to the game, and I heard Daniel say that. It was like 1-6, like every 6 times or something, it's likely to go to the house or something. But through my high school career, every time I get it, that's what I'm going for. I'm going for the end zone or nothing, really. And then if I get stopped, I do. But if not, I'm taking it to the house.
Well, that shows. And you mentioned it, Coach. It's not just when he scores. You know, every time 44 gets near the ball, you're on the edge of your seat. He's a special talent on both sides of the ball.
Yes, he is. I've only coached one safety that plays like he does, and that's Wilson Cates. And Wilson was a great football player for us back in the mid-2000s. And, you know, I've not seen one like him. The way he comes downhill, the way he comes at you, he is around the ball all the time on defense. And, you know, people finally figured out they're not going to kick to him either. You know, they're going to kick it out of bounds and kick it definitely away from him because he's such a weapon to have back there. You know, every time he touches it, you know, I think he said it 1 out of every 6 times he touches it, he scores, and that's incredible.
Alec, what's your favorite, coming up and laying a lick on defense or juking and jiving your way into the end zone?
I'd say – I don't know. Juking and jiving's fun, but there ain't nothing like laying a big lick on somebody or knocking them fumble out or something. I mean, I'd say I like laying the licks on defense. It's probably my favorite.
And, you know, Coach talked about it. We talk about it on air. You know, people take notice of you, too. The last 2 years, All-State, you're deemed one of the best in your league the last couple of years, skill player of the year, special teams player of the year. I know you're a team guy, but how does that feel to get that type of recognition?
It feels good. I certainly didn't see it coming, honestly. I didn't know that they was going to do all that, but to see my name at the top of the leaderboard sometimes, I guess, I mean, it feels good personally, but that's set a good goal for me. I mean, strive for perfection. You're going to miss somewhere close, I guess, if you do.
Coach, you kind of touched on it. You talked about Wilson Cates. You've been at this a long time. What makes Alec Kerr stand out?
He's just one of those kids that's gifted and blessed with not only being a great athlete, but being a competitive person. And he just wants to win at all costs. And it shows every time he takes the field, even in practice. I mean, he does those things like that in practice. And, you know, if there's a better player in single-A football in the state of Tennessee, I'd like to see him.
And, Alec, there's nine of you seniors, and you're a group that could go down as the greatest class ever to don the black and gold numbers-wise and what you have in front of you here. I've asked this of all your classmates, you know, why have you guys as a group been so successful?
I'm going to say we've been playing together since we was probably 5-6 years old, and that helps a lot, but I would say our dads, there's a group of guys that played together in high school, and I have heard talks of them probably being the best team to come through here. And those guys have actually coached us through the years. So I feel like having the help of them bringing us up as young football players has helped us a lot, honestly.
You got that will to win. Coach mentioned it. And I know there's a little athletic history in your own small family, too. How big a factor has that been?
It helps a lot, honestly. Mom and Dad, they're my uncle. They've put me through some stuff that has helped me through the years, and I got to give them credit for it. I mean, I've had a full-court basketball place in my living room in the house. I've had goals hung up, tore walls down. I mean, it's just – my life's built around athletic things, I guess.
Coach, even with Alec in that class, you know, the circumstances tonight could pose some challenges. Long road trip against a larger school, unfamiliar territory. We haven't been to Grundy County in, I don't know, almost 34 years. You know, that's just what I can come up with off the top of my head. I'm sure there's more. What about Grundy County? Where's you the most?
You know, number one, you said it's a long trip, and we're not used to trips like that. It's over 2 hours, and, you know, we'll try to stop and break it up a little bit just to get, you know, so we don't get so bus lagged, I guess you would say, you know. But, you know, that's the number one thing. And number two, you're talking about a team that's a 3A football team, and I know they're trying to turn things around, and they play some tough competition, you know, I'm sure they'll be ready for us when we get there. So, you know, it's going to be tough for us. You know, we need to line up and get focused and do what we do, and hopefully everything will come out okay.
Alec, a couple blowouts in a row. You're going up against another team that you're heavily favored against tonight. How do you get up for a game like this?
I mean, it's hard whenever you're playing these teams. I mean, you watch film on them, and they look all right, but they're going to be a big team, and I think that we just got to worry about ourselves, honestly, making sure we're doing the small things right, and that helps a lot in a game like this. You just got to focus on yourself and come out on top.
Coach, is that a concern for you, you know, the fact you're supposed to beat Grundy County?
Yeah, it is. And it's hard because, I mean, you look down the road. You got York next week, and you got Gordonsville after that for a region championship. So this is one of those trap games. You know, you hope those kids come out and play hard, but you don't know. But, you know, this is a mature bunch. They've been down this road, you know, nine seniors. They know what it's about. And as we talk every week, we talk about how, you know, it seemed like yesterday that we were starting this season, and now we're down to three regular season games. And this is important because it's the next one. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can focus and do what we need to do.
Alec, you guys ready for the Yellow Jackets tonight?
Yeah, we are.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it, and good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it is time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Well, Daniel, Jackson County stayed 2-5 after an off week last week. Tonight they host Smith County.
Carthage pretty good. That may not go well for Coach Loftus and the gang.
Clinton County also idle last week, still 0-7. Tonight they host the 0-7 Monroe County Falcons. A little something noteworthy. Clinton County has scored 38 points this season, giving up 341. Monroe has scored 47 and given up 291.
Phew. You know, Clinton County's had some decent years at times, but talk about Monroe County, they've been absolutely stout at times not too long ago in the past. And not a more. I don't know what's happened up there.
I remember a few years ago, you and I went up there and watched the second or maybe third, I don't know what round it was, but we watched a football game up there. Cornersville, also idle last week, 2-5 overall. Tonight they take on the Wildcats of Wayne County. Joe Burns lost last week 34-0 to Cascade. They're currently 2-6 on the season. This is their bye week. Westmoreland, coming off a bye week last week, currently 5-2. They're playing the East Robertson Indians, who are 6-1 in what is the region something something championship game.
Probably 4AA,
I'm guessing. Yeah, something like that.
Where's that game being played at?
It is at Westmoreland.
At Westmoreland. Tough place to play, we know that.
It is. Red Bowling Springs fell to Caverna, Kentucky, 38-32 last week. They are currently 3-5, still looking for that fourth win. They are off this week as well. Scott High, 0-7 after the 53-7 shellacking by Clay County. Tonight, they go to 0-8 as they travel to Fulton.
Yeah.
That's my prediction, at least.
You know, Fulton's a program that 10 years ago, they set the woods on fire. I mean, they're scoring like 70 points a game. They're not as strong as they once were, but they're very strong compared to the Highlanders.
Yeah. This Grundy County team here tonight, they are currently 0-8. They were shut out last week by Whitwell, 27-0. York Institute, coming off a bye week as well, currently 5-2. They are at Gibbs in Knoxville tonight, take on the Eagles.
You know, York coming into John Teeples Field next week, guys, one of those that I've kind of been looking forward to. You know, we went up on the mountain last year, had good success up there, but Coach Wright has got that team turned around, and, 5-2 right now, and they play some tough competition. I think it's definitely going to be a test for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it will for sure. He returned into that role as head coach because he knew they had some guys coming. This is just this is kind of a transition year. Next year and the year after, they're going to be really good. I hope we keep playing them. It'd be an interesting game to continue to play even after this two-year contract expires, after this next game.
I agree.
Gordonsville, the Tigers shut out Trousdale County 35-0 last week to move to 6-2, won 6 in a row after starting off 0-2. This is their bye week as well, so they get ready for Red Bull the next week and then Clay County the final week.
Of course, the biggest game of the year, definitely from the regular season, basically starting the playoffs a week early there with the Tigers guys, and they're doing exactly what we thought. You know, they get off to slow starts, but they do play really tough competition to open the season, and they do that for a reason, Daniel.
Yeah, it makes them better. And, I love it when the stars align and you end up having that region championship game in week 10. You know, our Uncle Bill spent all those years in Georgia coaching, and they have a region championship game.
They do.
It's between the end of the regular season and the first round of the playoffs. It's almost maybe like we do basketball to a certain extent. So I like it when ours lines up that way.
I do too.
Speaking of playoffs, take just a second here to look at what we call the sister region. We hadn't done that this year. As usual, South Pitt's on top with 3-0 record. Whitwell in second place. Lookout Valley, third, Sail Creek, and Copper Basin at 0-3, 0-7 overall. So if the playoffs started today, Well, they couldn't start today, really, because we're still, you know, Gordonsville win for the Bulldogs, we would take on number 4, Sale Creek. A Gordonsville loss would put us hosting Lookout Valley the first round.
Neither team presents much of a challenge, but that's why you play the game. Anybody can win.
Yeah, it would be, you know, first round's going to be very similar to it has been the last, I don't know, Daniel, what, 4 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's not really about that first round, especially when we know we're going to host the first round at John Teeples Field, no matter how that Gordonsville game turns out. But after that, you know, Whipple's making a little noise. No doubt South Pitt is the class of that region at this time. And, you know, everybody wants to say South Pitt may be a little down when they look at their record, but they're still the Pirates.
Well, we got to be wishful, hopeful.
That's what they said last year. Yeah. Remember, South Pitt was down. They won the whole thing. So
yeah, they had state champs when everybody wrote them off.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So, well, let's get to what used to be my favorite part, is the pick'ems. Anyway, I'm confident tonight. I'm going to have a good night, I think.
The reason you say it's not your favorite part anymore, Thomas, in a rare occurrence, and rare for me too, I don't know if I've ever led, but Thomas, you're leading the outright leader, 17 wins to 15 losses this year. Rob, you're trailing with a .500 record at 16-6, and I am in last place, but only two games back at 15-17.
Yeah. Well, the bad part about it all is none of us are very good. You know, we're right at .500. But it is a competition amongst ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, it is, and it's, you know, there's a lot at stake here.
There is.
At stake. Yeah. All right, so the first one, let's start with some winless teams. Monroe County, Kentucky, 0-7, at Clinton County, 0-7. Somebody's going to get a win tonight. I shared the scoring with you guys there. I sure wouldn't want you to think I was going to keep that kind of information to myself. And I'm picking Monroe County.
Here's what gets me about this one. Clinton's played a tougher schedule, I think. So Clinton is – and that makes you good, but at 0-7 – are they beat down beyond the point of being able to rise up anymore? I'm going with them anyway. Clinton County Bulldogs at home for the win.
Not me, Daniel. You know, to me, Clinton County is a whole lot like Red Bull and Springs. You don't pick them.
We go from winless to undefeated in 4A Red Bank. The Lions are 7-0. At 1A Fayetteville, also 7-0. Now, last year's game, Red Bank 28-0 was the only regular season loss for Fayetteville.
Wow. I mean, Fayetteville stumped 4A teams in Upperman for one already this year. That's tough. Undefeated 4A at this point in the season, you don't get that way by accident.
I'm going with a bigger school. I know Fayetteville's got all the stars, but bottom line, a top-tier 4A school that's undefeated, just like you said, Daniel, Red Bank wins tonight.
Is that what you said, Dan?
I didn't say anything other than...
You said they were...
You don't get to be undefeated in 4A by accident. I guess you want me to pick first. I'm going Fayetteville.
Well, so am I. Okay. I'm going Fayetteville as well. So. DeKalb County, 6-1 at Upperman, 5-2.
I'm going not Upperman, but DeKalb. I'll take Coach Trapp.
I'm going Upperman.
I am too. It's the beast tonight. I think after that big win at Macon County, they've got the ship righted. Upperman wins.
York 5-2 at Gibbs in Knoxville 4-3.
Dragons.
It's the team from Jamestown for me. They've had a bye week to prepare. Dragons.
Gibbs. I just think they play a little tougher schedule.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
And the bigger school thing applies, too, again. So I think they just out-athlete the Dragons, maybe. All right, so here's what I think may be the toughest one. East Rob, 6-1, at Westmoreland, 5-2. I'm going to pick this one first, if you want me to.
Sure.
I'm going with Westmoreland. I just think, again, I looked at schedules, and I just think Westmoreland's been tested a lot more than East Rob, so I'm going Westmoreland.
I've seen Westmoreland play, and I ain't picking against them. I'll take Eagles.
I can't either. You know, any team that can beat Clay County is a pretty good team. They're playing at home. We found out how hard it is to play on that field. It's the Eagles.
Yeah. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 6.5 minutes from kickoff. Please stay with us.
For the better part of a century, One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Almost time for kickoff. It is time now for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game. We asked Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight here in Grundy County. Thomas, start off on offense.
Well, you know, we talk about the weapons we have on the offensive side and what they can do. But, you know, to me, tonight's about a missing piece. Center Stone Lynn's out with sickness, and in my opinion, he's one of the most important players on this team on offense for sure. Every play starts with him. He's been the rock solid there for a long, long time, Daniel. So without Lynn, Levi Garrett moves over to center. Parker Smith gets the start alongside Hunter Kyle, Hayden McGee, and Wyatt Browning. So that, to me, is the key on that side of the ball. How well those guys adjust to that change.
I agree. What about that defensive side?
Well, you know, this Dog defense is averaging, giving up only about 6 points a game, which is nasty. That's what we like to call them, Daniel. Only a handful of those have come with the starters in. A lot of them against reserves. So, I expect more of the same tonight because there's just no place to attack them. Run it, you get stuffed. Throw it, you're going to get picked. Grundy's scratching their heads tonight coming into this one. I think however they decide to try to attack Clay County will be the wrong move. Plus, you know, they're only averaging scoring about a touchdown a game on top of that, Daniel. Those numbers just don't add up in this one.
So what about that overall key?
Well, it's kind of like what Coach Lamb talked about and we did in the opener, you know, letting the outside factors creep in is the only way Clay County lets Gundy hang around in this one. If the bus ride throws the dogs off, or if they go into this one thinking they've already got it won, this winless Yellow Jacket team, they're desperate for a win, and they could have a chance if you let them hang around. So, but I just don't see that happening. This Clay County team, they've been sharp as I've ever seen them lately, and I think you're fixing to see more of the same. Bulldog domination.
That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Grundy County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently 58 degrees, at halftime 56, by game's end 55, 38% humidity. No precipitation is falling today. There is no chance throughout the contest of precipitation. There is a 2-mile-per-hour wind out of the south. This has been the weather report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we'll wrap up the Carquest pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashot and Strong Insurance. Coach, it's time for you to cover it all, just like the Regency does.
Well, I think, again, this could be considered a trap game. I just don't think Grundy is good enough. Don't think they can score enough points for this to turn into a trap game. The only way that can happen, Clay County, careless with the ball.
Yeah.
You know, we could have four turnovers, and, I mean, it can happen on any given night, like you said earlier. That's why they play the games.
Right.
So take care of the football, number one. Play clean, execute. You know, I have a world of confidence in Levi under center.
Yeah.
I think, I don't worry about that too much. I just think, position by position, we're just a lot better. I expect to see another dominant win.
Sounds good. That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ash Armstrong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. We'll do offense up front, left to right. Junior Parker Smith, junior Hayden McGee, senior Levi Garrett, senior Hunter Kyle, and junior White Browning. Your receivers, a senior Alec Kerr, senior Jimmy Burchett, junior Weston Burville. The tight end tonight, John Hamilton, not playing unless emergency. It's going to be tight end junior Austin Anderson, the running back senior Joseph Markham, and the quarterback sophomore Nate Adams, is my understanding. Arms suited out tonight, but not likely that we'll see Keaton as he continues to let his hamstring improve. Defensively, nose guard Ricardo McElroy, defensive tackles Parker Smith and Hunter Kyle, inside backers Levi Garrett and Ben Maxfield, outside backers Joseph Markham and Austin Anderson, defensive backs Nate Adams and Weston Burville, joined by the two safeties Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. State Farm starting lineup's been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Almost time for kickoff. Garrett's got it teed up. He'll be kicking off left to right from our vantage point as we sit atop the visiting bleachers at Grundy County High School. Clay County, the visiting team, they wear black helmets, white travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, no outline, along with white travel pants, pink socks for the month of October. The home team, the Grundy County Yellow Jackets, they're set to receive. They wear all purple, head to toe, gold numerals with white trim on those jerseys. Garrett puts his foot to it, high end over end kick, going to be fielded by a Yellow Jacket around the 25. Here he comes, tries to go right, nothing to do it there. Jimmy Burchett, I believe, first man down. Burchett recording the stop. And Grundy County going to start pretty deep in their own territory, going to have difficulty discerning yard lines tonight, going to work hard to try to get an accurate count. 40, 30, 25. Sitting it down on the 20-yard line, so an 80-yard field in front of the Yellow Jacket offense as they take over here to start this contest.
Good crowd from Clay County has made this trip down here, Daniel, and you're right. This field, it's going to be hard to figure out where the ball's sitting tonight. Good luck.
We do not have a Yellow Jacket roster. We're going to try to pick up some names from the PA announcer. Hand off the tailback around the right side. Not a lot doing there. Host of dogs shutting it down. You've got to think the outside linebacker on that side involved, along with the cornerback. That would have been Adams from the cornerback position.
I think you're looking at Joseph Markham with his first tackle, Daniel. That's his spot.
Give him a gain of around one to set up second nine. First time that the Dogs have played on this field in 34 years, as we mentioned in the Carquest pregame show, 1988, the last time that they were up here. Yellow Jacket quarterback in the shotgun, tailback behind him, wing to the left. tight end either side, quarterback, keeper, no stretch handoff play, not a lot doing. Good defense by the Dogs. Primary stopper on the play, going to be McElroy?
Yeah, I think you got Ricardo McElroy, your first contact. Another great job on the outside here by Weston Birdwell, though, standing his ground on the outside and cutting that one back in to McElroy.
No gain on that. Third and nine now for the Yellow Jackets, passing situation here. I don't look for Grundy County to play very quickly in this one. If I were them and head coach Nick Bryant, I would try to chew as much clock as I could, knowing how strong this Clay County offense is. Passing formation here for the Yellow Jackets. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Quarterback rolls to the right. Under pressure, going to get rid of the football. Should be called intentional ground,
it
and
is.
It is. So a loss of down and penalty yardage there. Credit Joseph Markham coming with pressure off the edge.
And also,
did not give that quarterback time at all.
He did. Markham funneled him back in, and also the linebacker, Levi Garrett, shooting the gap to meet Markham at the ball to force the punt.
Big loss on the intentional grounding penalty. Going to set the football now back around the 6-yard line, maybe the 5-yard line for the Yellow Jackets. If you're choosing to watch the video feed that's along with this, as you can see, we mentioned earlier, hard to see those lines out there since an early frost has killed the Bermuda here at Grundy County High School. Punter stands in the end zone, dangerous place to be. Does put his foot to it, gets off a short end-over-end kick, fair catch made by Alec Kerr. So offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard and his offense going to take over with outstanding field position, already 4-down territory. So 3-and-out for Grundy County on their opening possession of the contest. And now a short field for sophomore quarterback Nate Adams in this Bulldog offense.
Yeah, kind of like we thought with this Bulldog defense, Daniel, you know, you saw the Yellow Jackets going backwards on that possession. This penetration from these Dogs is going to be hard to stop by the Yellow Jackets.
Clay Kenny going to take over. And what I'm going to call the Yellow Jacket 29-yard line. Adams going to be in the gun, splitting out wide right, Burchett along with Birdwell. Kerr wing at the left. Alec in motion, left to right, give to him, jet sweep, he's around the edge, can you get the corner, does so, north and south, down the sideline, flushed out of bounds. Should be enough to move the sticks, depending on the spot, he was right at the chain before he was drove out of bounds.
Yeah, just great blocking here on the outside, we saw Big White Browning seal the corner right there, Daniel, and then the wide receivers on the outside getting in the way. It is going to bring up second down.
Second short, Alex stepped out of bounds before I thought he did. Ball sitting at the 20-yard line. So second long one for Clay County. Adams in the gun, two wide left, Kerr the wing to the right. Markham at the left hip of Adams. Fake to Kerr, give to Markham. Joseph right up the gut, gets the first down. And some more. Joseph advances the football down to the Grundy County 11-yard line, where it's going to be first and 10. So Clay County could get a fresh set of downs here at the 1.
We talked about the absence of Stone Lynn, Daniel. This offensive line getting a quick push already. They're adjusting well.
Third play of this Dog drive coming. They took over at the 10-15 mark. Now it's 9:40 and ticking, 0-0 the score. First and 10 from the Grundy 11. Burchett motion right left. Give to Jimmy on the jet sweep around the left side, working north and south. Picks up a few before he's brought down. Positive play. Decent job by Grundy County with lateral pursuit, but Burchett still picks up a nice gain of around 6 to 7 yards. So based on the down marker, Thomas, if it started on the 11, we're going to have to say it's at the 5 now. Should be around the Grundy 5. Dogs break huddle. Weston Birdwell comes off. Ben Maxfield comes on. Going to play that up back, H-back. Whistle's going to blow here. A timeout taken by head coach Bruce Lamb. 9:23 mark, first quarter, 0-0 the score. Clay County threatening the...
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, Adams in the gun, second and four from the Grundy County five. Keeper by Nate. Nate going to be met by a couple Yellow Jackets. Now he invents a play, throws out the Markham. Markham keeps his feet, has some blocking, and he gets into the end zone. What a play. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. It all started with Nate Adams. He had pulled it on a quarterback keeper run, saw that it was not going to be a great play due to penetration, turned it into a pass. Credit Adams and Markham both with a savvy play on that one to get the score.
Yeah, Daniel, he threw that one with one arm. You know, basically had it gathered there, trying to fight off the defenders. Saw Markham leak out and just made something happen.
That's great pocket awareness there. Garrett on for the PAT. No, what did we do? We had the two-point. Weston Birdwell with the two-point catch from Adams. 9-11 mark, first quarter. Clay County 8, Grundy County 9.
Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Star Barbecue. Home of the
Welcome back to Grundy County High. Welcome back to Grundy County High School, where Clay County now leads 8-0 with 9-11 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 29-yard drive on four plays, and they did it in 1 minute and 4 seconds. It got started with runs from Kerr, Markham, and Burchett, which set them up at the 5-yard line, where Nate Adams, while in the grass, basically decided he was going to throw the ball to Joseph Markham. Great play by Adams. Markham hauled it in and bullied his way into the end zone from 5 yards out. Adams then found Burble for the two-point conversion to make it 8-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com.
Yeah.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Apparently a personal foul took place either on the two-point or on the touchdown play. So 15 yards being assessed here. Garrett going to kick off from the Grundy County 45. Levi could put this one in the end zone. Going to be fielded right at the one, and the momentum carried the receiver into the end zone, where it's going to be a touchback. So Grundy going to take over for their second offensive possession at their own 20-yard line, just like they did on their first one. An 80-yard field in front of them as they drive from right to left. From our vantage point, and three and out last time for Grundy County, including that third down intentional grounding that they had. So nothing positive so far for Grundy. 1 yard of offensive net gain for them.
What is positive is how Clay County, no bus lag here for the Dogs. They look as sharp as ever, came out, set the tone defensively, and then just went to work on the offensive side of the ball.
As they have faced teams this year that have been below their talent level, they have refused to get down there themselves. First and 10, Grundy County. Little jet sweep action of their own. Back has it come around left side. He's pretty quick. Got the first down and more. Here we go. Jimmy Burchett going to make a touchdown saving tackle on the sideline. What a great hit by Burchett. Even though it was a nice play for Grundy, the Bulldog faithful liked the hit that they saw there, Coach.
Well, it was right in front of us, Daniel. We saw it coming. Jimmy lowered his shoulder and upended the carrier. I don't know what, number 19, I think.
Yeah, we apologize for not having a Grundy County roster. Just don't have one. I know that affects the quality of our broadcast. Don't have the opportunity to bring names to you. But just how it is tonight. Grundy County breaks huddle, first and 10. They've got the ball at their own 47-yard line. 3 yards from midfield. They play it with two wideouts left, wing back to the right. Quarterback in the gun, now motion in the backfield. Stretch play right side behind that jet motion. Ooh. Parker Smith there along with Levi Garrett and a host, but a good push by the Yellow Jackets in the scrum. Gets the football across midfield before the officials get it stopped. Interesting to see where they're going to place it. It is in Bulldog territory, so nice opening on this series by Grundy, third play of a come.
Yeah, and you can see they've got some athletes, Daniel. You know, they may be winless at this point. This is kind of what we were talking about. You let the team like this hang around, they're desperate for a win, and they've got an athlete or two. If you let one get loose, this will be a tie ball game real quick.
Well, ask Coach Dickerson, defense coordinator Dickerson, before the game. You know, Coach, what they got? He said, well, they got one kid that's pretty shifty and quick. I'm assuming that's who had it on that jet sweep. Second and six. Yellow Jackets with it. Going to be a tackle for a loss made here. Big hit by Joseph Markham. Rodeo style. Just rode him to the ground like a cat.
Markham made the stop on that one, Daniel. But that was that whole Bulldog front. You saw McElroy. You saw Hunter Kyle. You saw Garrett. All of them stretching that one out. Markham doing his job. Coming from the backside. Finding the crease there and getting a tackle for loss.
A nice one. Lost about 3 yards on that play. Did Grundy County. They had it in Bulldog territory. Now it's back on the Yellow Jacket side of the field. Sitting at the 48, where it's 3rd and 9. 7:34 and ticking first quarter. Grundy County trailing here 8-0 after Clay County scored on their first offensive possession. Jacket quarterback in the gun. Two wide to the right, wing back left. Here's the snap. Wants to throw. Has time initially. Steps up. Releases. Could we get a hand on it? No, we do not, but it's incomplete. Just a poor job of execution there by the wide receiver. Ball was a little bit underthrown, but no reason that the jacket receiver shouldn't have caught that.
No, he dropped that one, Daniel, and kind of got to step on Adams as he cut underneath. But as he tried to track down that underthrown ball, it actually created separation from Adams as a defender there, and he had a chance to catch that one for another big play for Grundy. But it's not to be, Daniel, and it's fourth down, and looks like they're going to punt.
I was them, I'd go for it right here. Watch a fake here from midfield if I'm Clay County. Grundy on two punt. Kerr deep to receive. Low snap. Punts away. Low line drive. Kick out. Going to field it. Got it somewhere around the 32. Here he comes. Breaks a tackle. Now at midfield. Now puts on the burst of speed. We've seen him do it before. Cuts back. And he's brought down. Another electric return by Kerr. Setting Clay County up somewhere around the Grundy County 30.
That's something new from Alec Kerr right there, Daniel. We've seen a lot of moves from him, but the first time I've seen hesitation, the stop and go right there, juke down the sideline and then turned on the jets. The defenders had the angle on him to the sideline. He tried to cut it back underneath them, just couldn't do it.
Clay County going to take over at the Grundy County 28-yard line. Short field for the offense again. Last time they had it, four plays and in the end zone. We'll see what happens this time. 7 minutes on this first quarter clock as the Bulldog offense takes over. They lead 8-0. Yeah, if I was Grundy, I'd have went for it. See, you go back and look, they had the ball at their own 48. If they went for it and didn't get it, well, guess what? Clay County's got it at the 48. Not now. They've got it at the 29. So, you know.
Punter tried to keep that one away from Kerr. He came up on the bounce, fielded it a little low, and then when he catches on the run, you know what he does with it.
Low snap, option play. Markham with it, has blocking on the edge. Uses a stiff arm. May not need a stiff arm. Going to be brought down from behind. Play started at the 28. Nate did a good job of scooping up the low snap, keeping his poise, getting the pitch out to Markham. Joseph has got that thing down to what I'm going to call the Grundy 2-yard line, first and goal, about 6 feet from the end zone. So Clay County with an opportunity here on only the second play of this possession to get points. Jimmy Burchett splits to the right out of the huddle. Believe that's young Nolan Adams to the left, the freshman. His sophomore brother Nate in the gun for quarterback. Give to Markham. Joseph, right up the gut, did not get the necessary yardage. Nice job by the interior line of the Grundy County defense. Thomas, as we mentioned, we've got Stone Lynn out at center. So that one sickness changes three guys. Levi Garrett has to move from left guard to center. Right. Dave McGee has to move from left tackle to left guard. And Parker Smith has to come out and play there. All of them experienced players, very capable. But I don't know. You know, Levi's played center before. Not at all worried about him. But, you know, if Hayden's been used to playing tackle all year and knows the blocking scheme there, how tough is it to move, change positions?
Oh, it's got to be really tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a totally different position, different assignments. You know, you may be getting up to the second level as a guard or pulling where you don't see that as a tackle as Markham walks in the end zone.
Laundry on the field, though. This one going to come back. Coach, what do you suspect?
I would imagine a holding on Clay County.
What's other thoughts while we've got you on our coach?
Well, I'm still only have one coat on, so I still have a coat to go.
If you can make it to halftime, you'll be all right then.
Well, I'm shooting for the end of the first quarter.
It is kind of cool here tonight. Football weather out in the stadium here at Grundy County, and, you know, pretty good weather for the gridiron.
After that holding penalty, the ball's going to be moved back. To what I suspect is the Grundy County 12-yard line. Holding took place right at the line of scrimmage, so it backed him up 10. Too wide to the right, mark him at the right hip of Nate in the gun. Brings current motion left to right, low snap. Nate going to scoop it up, wants to get rid of it, evading traffic. Releases downfield, touchdown, Nate Adams, the cousin Jimmy Burchett. And a penalty coming out here. I saw Austin Anderson rolling on the turf. I don't know if he was doing some kind of a break dance or if he was knocked there by a yellow jacket.
He was knocked there by a yellow jacket. I think it was number 93, but I'm not sure.
PA announcer does say personal foul against Grundy. So, two Clay County scores, two personal fouls on each of those by Grundy County. Coach Lamb, talking to him earlier this week, he anticipated a frustrated, rowdy Grundy County team coming up here to play, and we're kind of seeing that so far, slightly undisciplined there with those personal fouls. Muddle Huddle set up for the two-point try. Direct snap to Markham. He's going to walk in. Two more points for the Clay County effort here. 16-9, 5:31 mark first quarter. It's all black and gold.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Welcome back to Grundy County, where Clay County now leads 16-0 with 5:31 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 28-yard drive on three plays, and they did it in 1 minute and 29 seconds. It got started with a Joseph Markham 26-yard burst that set them up first and goal, and then Nate Adams found Jimmy Burchett for a 12-yard touchdown after a penalty to put Clay County ahead 14-0, and then Markham runs in the two-pointer to make it 16-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Garrett, once again, kicking off from the Grundy 45. Going to be fielded this time by Jackie. There he goes around the right side of his blocking. Cannot get up and down the sideline. Looks a lot like Joseph Markham over there on the stop. No, let's see here. Leighton Brown making the stop. I knew it was 20-something. He wears 21, does Brown. Grundy County taking over once again, deep in their own territory. Now, they did have that one big positive play on the jet sweep earlier, so they've got the ability to move the ball, but they've not done so continuously or with any type of, the word's escaping me. I'm looking for
consistency.
There you go.
They can't do it against this Bulldog front, Daniel. You know, can't stop the penetration. They might break one here and there, but when we string it out like Weston Birdwell just did, and then you got a backup from Alec Kerr to make a stop like that, there's not much you can do.
Kerr on the big tackle for loss, also about 6 yards for Grundy as Kerr comes up from his safety position like nobody else can. Deep now four Grundy balls sitting at their own 10-yard line, a 90-yard field in front of them on second and around 16 here, 4:55 and ticking first quarter. Clay County 16, Grundy none. Grundy, a triple-A school. Not sure of the enrollment that they turned in recently in the TWSWA enrollment process. Coach Edwards, you know, did you look at that?
I did not. I will before halftime.
Well, that'd be interesting to know. I don't know that we'll continue this series with them after this year. That's up to Coach Lamb. But be curious to know how many kids they've got up here in school now. Second 17, another stretch handoff for Cardinal McElroy. He says, not today. Tackle for loss made by the senior nose guard. He continues his fine campaign after earning a starting role here in his last years of Bulldog.
Yeah, proud for that young man. He put his time in, Daniel, and earned a spot. And it's just a testament that younger players are to see and realize if you put in the time, you put in the work, you can be rewarded as long as you work hard at it.
That's right. You know, everybody wants to start as a freshman. Well, guess what? Unless you're really special, if you're starting as a freshman, you're not on a very good team.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to wait. Guys go to the University of Alabama and sometimes sit until they're juniors before they see the field, and then they still go to the NFL draft in the first round. So sometimes you got to wait your turn.
Yeah, McElroy's done that, and he is shining here in his senior season.
Third and a bunch. Yellow jacket, quarterback in the gun. Mm-hmm. Screen pass set up. Can they execute? It is caught.
Bertle.
Not going to be enough, though, for the first. They get back to the original spot where it was first and 10. Now it's going to be fourth and around 10. And another punting situation for Grundy.
You know, nice little play there for the Yellow Jackets. The screen, they saw the pursuit and the penetration that Clay County's getting, and they took advantage of it there. Western Burwell, downfield in coverage, saw it in time, and a sure-handed stop, Daniel. Or it could have been close to a first down if Burwell doesn't make that tackle.
So the third offensive for Grundy going to end the same as the other two in a punt. Kerr deep receive. He still stands on the Grundy side of the 50, though. Better coverage this time for the Yellow Jackets. Alec may have a chance. Here he goes. Picks it up at the 48, cross midfield, 45, up to the 40. Runs over a man, going to be brought down around the 35. So Kerr continues to give Clay County good field position with these punt returns. And once again, offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard, head coach Bruce Lamb, this Bulldog offense going to take over in Grundy County territory with a short field in front of them. We'll have to check the spot. I thought he went out at the 35. They're going to say the 34. So a 34-yard field in front of Clay County. They already lead 16-0. Halfway through this first quarter, coach has pulled up the Grundy County enrollment. What did they register this year, Coach?
603 is what they turned in a few weeks ago.
So about twice the size of Clay County. I think we're around 325 right now. Adams in the gun. First and 10. Kern motion right to left. Going to be a keeper by Nate. He's off right side. Cuts back left. Going to keep on cutting left. Stays away from Yellow Jackets. Cuts back right now and goes down. Gets the first down, though. Play originated at the Grundy 34. Nate's advanced it up to the edge of the red zone. Is it 21? Pick up a 13 for an 8 on that carry. First and 10 from the Grundy 21. Burble and Burchett split left. Kerr the wing back to the right. Alec in motion. Give to him. Kerr around left side. Grundy County doing a nice job with this, and somehow Kerr's still going, though. Now whistles blow. Had an excellent picture that did not make the paper because there was an official standing in the frame. It wouldn't have been a great picture for the paper, Thomas, but you sent it just because of the uniqueness of it. Alec Kerr on a punt return last week against Scott High caught in midair as he's up in there doing what appears to be a karate kick in the middle of a lot of Highlanders. He wasn't striking anybody, but some of that escapability was exposed through that image. He does some wild stuff with his body.
He does, and we've already seen some of it already tonight on these special teams plays, Daniel, and you know, you got to give credit to CCH media photographer Kendra Reagan for those. She got a pretty good frame-by-frame of that punt return.
Ball at the Grundy 16 after a pickup of 5 for Kerr. Option play. Adams pitches to Markham. Grundy with a nice job, not allowing much on that one. So they give Kerr 5 on the jet sweep. This play starts at the 16. We'll have to see where it's spotted as Markham's drove out of bounds. So Grundy County with good lateral pursuit defensively on the last couple plays here. So a loss of yardage on that one. Markham on the season comes into tonight with 60 carries for 752 yards. That's good enough for 12.5 yards a carry. So that's one of the few losses he's had this year. Backs Clay County up from the 16 to what I'll now call the 18. Third and 7. Minute 12. Clock is stopped as Joseph was tackled out of bounds. Two wide to the right, wing to the left. Adams in the gun. Going to be a give to Kerr on the sweep. Round right side. Going to be very close to a touchdown. Is it going to be? Touchdown out of Kerr. Touchdown Clay County. Touchdown Bulldogs. The senior do-it-all all-stater gets in for another score. And Clay County's rolling 22-0 here at Grundy County tonight. Still in the first quarter. Minute 1 on this opening quarter clock. Left to play.
Yeah. Alan Kerr has a nose for the end zone. We've talked about his touch-to-touchdown ratio somewhere being around 1-6, Daniel. Also got to interview the young man in the interview in the pregame show as Adams waltzes in for the two-pointer.
Made it look easy. Clay County 24, Grundy County 9, minute 1 left in the first.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Welcome back to Grundy County High School, where Clay County now leads 24-0. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 34-yard drive on four plays, and the drive got started with Nate Adams scrambling for 13 yards. Alec Kerr had a 5-yard gain, and then he capped the drive with an 18-yard rushing touchdown on a jet sweep. Adams added the two-pointer to put Clay County ahead 24-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Fourth kickoff of this first quarter for Levi Garrett. Two have come from the Clay County 40. Two's come from the Grundy County 45. No personal foul on this most recent one, so it's fielded in better position by the Yellow Jackets this time. Nice tackle. Big hit. Levi Garrett kicks it, runs downfield, records the stop. I enjoy seeing that when the kicker comes down and makes the play.
And he does it more often than I said he does it more often than you think, Daniel. You know, Levi Garrett's just got that football player mentality. He kind of gets a little kidding about his kicking, so he makes up for it by going down and just annihilating the guy.
A lot of teams will leave the center guy, that front line back, to block the kicker. Well, most kickers aren't Levi Garrett. A lot of kickers are easy to block. He's not, so he has a free chance to run downfield most of the time, as he did right then. First and 10, Grundy. Clay County leading 24-9. Grundy quarterback under pressure. Gets away from it. Rolls right. Heaves downfield. This one has a chance to be intercepted. It falls incomplete, though, to the turf. 46.3 seconds left on this first quarter clock with the incomplete pass. Grundy trying to create something here, Thomas, and I kind of thought maybe we would get one of these big two heaves that he's made, but he's kept it away from us.
He has, and you know, credit Grundy County. That play again had a chance right there. If it wasn't for Jimmy Burchett coming off his guy, getting to the sideline to kind of break that one up, you know, that one had a chance as Adams kind of got caught up in the wash, and that receiver was kind of running free down the sideline.
Yeah. Second and 10 now for Grundy. Everything complete pass. Grundy playing here from around their own 28-yard line. 72-yard field between them and points. Two wideouts left, the wing back to the right for Grundy. Similar offensive formations being run in Baser team tonight. Ben Maxfield and others involved on the stop. McElroy involved. You got McElroy on the top and Ben Maxfield on the bottom. So Austin Anderson also involved too. Anderson, somebody we don't do a tremendous amount of talking about, Thomas, but here in his junior campaign, He's doing quite a bit. He's thickened up. He looks the part of a football player. He can play on the defensive line. He can play a linebacker. He's playing tight end tonight, substituting for injured John Hamilton when we use a tight end. Pretty good football player is Austin Anderson.
Yeah, very versatile, just like you said. Can play about anywhere on the field. And you're right, he's beefed up. And, you know, I always like the fire that Anderson brings to a football game. He just loves being out there and loves playing the game.
Almost playing a 50 look right now with those backers walked up. Buzzer sounds here. That is the end of the first quarter here at Grundy County High School. Clay County leading it 24-9.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here, play. Grundy County completes a pass for the first down, moving the sticks for their second first down of the contest. I believe Alec Kerr on the tackle. Jimmy Burchett recording the stop. So Grundy County, with their second big offensive play of the game, gets the ball about 3 feet from midfield now at their own 49. Teams have flipped during the quarter change. Grundy County driving left to right during this second quarter. Clay County going to be driving right to left from our vantage point. Once again, we do not have a Grundy roster, and that's why we're not calling any names for them. Three wideouts to the right for Grundy this time. Hand off to the lone tailback. He's met by a host of dogs and brought down. Hunter Kyle, the primary on that stop. What a senior campaign he's having. This dog defense does such a good job. There's not one guy that records all the stops. They're so balanced. Hunter Kyle, 27 total stops on the year, including four sacks. Three of those came last week, Thomas.
Yeah, and then, you know, had a great junior season, led the team in sacks last year, had three sacks last Friday night.
Yep.
So he could be on his way to doing that again here for this dog defense. And I tell you what, just a solid player all the way around, great offensive lineman too. We talked about him on the way down here, really has added to his frame too, much
yep.
like Anderson. And just having a great senior year. And talk about a sack. He got a near one.
Big tackle for loss, though. Going to have to credit Big Parker Smith, the junior, on wrapping up the tailback after the short catch. One of those times, as a player, you never think, I shouldn't catch this ball. But the tailback would have been a lot better swatting the ball to the turf. Grundy wouldn't have lost yards. They end up, by him catching it, losing yardage on the play.
He didn't have much of a choice. Hit him right in the bread basket, Daniel. It's just instinct to grab a hold of that one. That was Austin Anderson, the junior we were talking about, with the almost sack right there before the quarterback pulled the trigger.
Talking about Hunter Kyle, he another of those guys that had to wait his turn. He was
a junior
before he saw action. Wasn't even used much in reserve action as a freshman and sophomore. And nice to see the career he's put together. Three wide left for Grundy County. Third and around 18. One wide out to the right. Quarterback in the gun. Has time to pass.
Hayden.
Breaks pocket. Going to be brought down and sacked this time.
That's Hayden McGee, Daniel. Seeing some defensive time right there. In the absence of John Hamilton playing defensive tackle, the offensive lineman coming in and recording a sack.
Junior Hayden McGee pretty fresh thus far in this one. Clay County's offensive drives have been just two, three, four plays and short drives. So nice to see him getting some defensive action. Once again, Grundy County going to punt away here. 9:05 and ticking. Here in this second quarter, low snap. Upback picks it up. Going to have to run with it. Not going to gain much of anything. McElroy coming off. Markham coming off the pile. Garrett coming off. Going to probably have to say that Levi Garrett.
Well, Anderson, the last one up there, Daniel. He may have been on the bottom of that pile, I think.
So the trend of the night continues. Clay County takes over with a short field. 34-yard line this time. They'll be heading to the end zone to our left for the first time tonight. 9-minute mark of this second quarter. Clay County 24, Grundy County none. Dogs 6-1 on the season. Grundy County 0-8 on the season. Timeout going to be taken by Grundy. We just said it. 9 minutes left in the second. Clay County up 24-9.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
First and 10, Clay County. Ball at the Grundy 34. Adams in the gun. Curran motion left to right. Keeper by Nate. He's off left side. Tries to get the edge of Grundy defender there to prevent it from happening. Whistle's going to blow. Nate kept his feet there, but the host of jackets taking away his forward progress. So a pickup of around 4 for Nate. Moves it up to the Grundy 30. When we run, when you run that jet motion out of a wing, don't have a wide out over there. So not only do you have that edge player, but you got to unblock corner. So I'm not sure. I'm saying I don't like the play, but it's almost a mismatch in the defense's favor out of that particular formation. Two wide right. Give to Mark. Joseph off right side from the 30-yard line. Dodges one man, brought down. So Grundy, as they have at different times throughout the night, keeping the Clay County ball carriers bottled up.
Well, I'll tell you how they're doing it, Daniel. They're bringing everybody. They're just crashing the line of scrimmage right here. You know, Clay County is kind of hesitant to go there. You're up 24-0 here already midway through the second quarter. So if we want to throw a ball right here, you know, it's going to be a touchdown.
Ball at the 25-yard line. Third and a long one for Clay County. Nate in the gun. Same set we've been in most of the night. Two wide right. Kerwing to the left. Low snap. Picked up by Nate. Rolls right. Going to be a run. Not looking to throw. Picks up the first down. Going to be a lot more. Cuts left. Breaks the tackle. Now brought down. So Nate takes the football down inside, or right to the edge of the 10. Going to be first and goal for Clay County. Extremely difficult to tell where that ball's sitting at in terms of the yard markers. I'm going to say it's at the 7, in the Grundy 7. First and goal from the 7 for Clay County after sophomore quarterback Nate Adams on the keeper. He had 3 rushing touchdowns last week on the season, 12 carries for 100 yards, and 5 rushing touchdowns. Kerr split left. Bird will right. Give to Markham from the 7. Joseph back to the line. Churning his feet. Trying to get a little more yardage. down marker approaches the goal line by about three more yards. We'll give Joseph a pickup of three. Sending it at the Grundy 4-yard line right now. 6:15 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County 24, Grundy 9. Dogs looking to go up by four possessions. Jimmy Burchett splits left along with Alec Kerr. Mark him at the right hip of Adams. Quarterback keeper follows that block, and this time of the wideout's going to walk into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Nate Adams, his fourth rushing touchdown in the last two contests. 5:52, Mark Thomas of this second quarter, and already Clay County 30-9, two-point attempt coming.
Yeah, we've seen it all from Nate Adams already tonight. We've seen the improvisation that he's done down here on the goal line. The first score where he was a running play, turned it into a pass play. We saw him scramble, keep the play alive, and find Burchett for a touchdown. And we've seen him use his legs. He got Clay County set up here as Markham again takes the direct snap in for the two-point conversion.
5:52, Mark, second quarter. Clay County 32, Grundy County 9.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, Levi Garrett set to kick off again. Clay County Thomas 32-9. We felt like we would see something like this, but this Grundy team, not as good even as the Scott High team from last week, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I think, again, in the last three games, what I've been so impressed by, it's not how Clay County has played against their competition. It's how Clay County has prepared and played against themselves. They've worked on themselves. Instead of, like you said, playing down to your competition, they've come out and just put these things away as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Never seen anything like it, really, what they did in that Red Bull and Springs game. And then basically backed it up last week at Scott High, and they're well on their way here in Grundy County.
Yeah, we've said it before. They've not laid an egg at any point this season. There's times that they could have. They just hadn't. They've stayed above it. Grundy taking over here. A couple yards shy of the 45, around their own, 37-yard line.
Pick out a tackler on that kickoff.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Hard to tell. Hand off inside to the fullback, not a lot doing there. I'll let you watch along with me on this one, Thomas, trying to see who comes off the bottom.
I think it's Levi Garrett coming up the middle there, Daniel. Had a lot of help holding up that ball carrier, but got to credit that one to Garrett.
Pick up a 2 for the Yellow Jackets, making it 2nd and 8. Ball now resting. It's the Grundy County 35-yard line, 15 yards from midfield. 2 wide right for the Yellow Jackets. Tight end left. Different quarterback now, I think, for Grundy in the game. He's met by a host of dogs. Garrett there with him. Garrett was the 2nd to arrive to the scene. Kyle was the 3rd.
I think it was Anderson, maybe.
It was Anderson. I think Austin Anderson, the 1st that arrived at the scene, then Garrett, then Kyle.
Is that right?
I'm not sure.
No, it's just...
It's McGee.
Yeah, McGee.
Hey, McGee, number 56, signed up at this left defensive tackle. Long story short, a great job by the defensive interior, all of them involved on it.
Tackle for loss?
Yeah, tackle for loss made. Either we've had a change of quarterback for Grundy or the, it has been a change. Different Yellow Jacket now, the signal caller. Stretch handoff play. And somehow.
Somebody blew that up.
Yeah, somehow the quarterback ended up pulling it away. He never handed it off. So the guy that got blew up was the tailback who never got the handoff. Not much in way of gain there. Fourth and round 12 for Grundy.
Like we got maybe a new nose guard. No, is that McElroy still in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, still Ricardo at nose. Grundy to punt again. 4-11 mark. Second quarter, 32-0. Clay County leads. Curry deep to receive. Calls a fire catch. Fields it. And Clay County's going to take over from their own 44-yard line. 56-yard field. Longest field of the night for Clay County.
Yeah, they've had really good field position, Daniel. A lot of it's come off the legs of Kerr, as he's had great returns. But, this Clay County defense is just shutting down the Yellow Jackets and kept them on their end of the field.
4:04 left in this second quarter. Dogs leading it 32-9. As we mentioned, ball at the 44. A 56-yard field. Before sophomore quarterback Nate Adams in the offense. Adams with it, rolls right, wants to pass, does. Going to be dropped. Hit the receiver with it. It was Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy couldn't hang on to that one. I think he might have took his eyes and was not worried about the Yellow Jackets coming, just trying to see what his best escape route was going to be after making the catch. And can't run with it. You got it. Clock stops at the 3:59 mark with an incomplete pass. Weston Birdwell, Jimmy Burchett, split to the right, along with Alec Kerr. So trips to the right, tight end to the left. Quick screen set up, caught out there by Kerr. He gets around midfield and brought down right at the 50. Another nice job of a defense. By Grundy, have done a decent job, Coach Edwards, of tackling some of our skill players out in space.
They have. I haven't seen the breakaways like we have the last couple of weeks. Grundy's done a nice job breaking down and tackling.
Yeah, defensively, I mentioned maybe Scott last week was better. I think offensively, perhaps that's true. Defensively, Grundy, probably better because even though Clay County's got 32 points right now, it has been short fields. Ball from the 50, 3rd and 4. Adams releases, caught by Jimmy, first down, going to run with it, 40, 35, 30, driven out of bounds. Nice catch and run by Jimmy Burchett. Play started right at midfield.
Yeah, Burchett just doing a great job there with the route, sitting it down. Adams found him. That was, again, your rollout to the left, Daniel, the one you talk about. Adams does better than anybody. Flipped the hips, put it on the line to Burchett. Burchett made one move and then showed the speed to kind of pull away to pick up a nice gainer there.
Ball sets at the Grundy 27-yard line. So, nice little pickup ball on the ground. Adams mishandled the snap. Markham picks it up. Going to be tackled for a loss. Nate had his eyes up, maybe surveying the defense. In fact, we might have had a pass dialed up there. I see Jimmy Burchett returning from deep downfield. Play started at the 27. Now it's back at 34. So a hefty loss on the play.
Attributed to?
Huh. Oh, nobody, just the team. Don't give that to us. It just covered up a loose ball, Thomas. I'm sorry. Didn't understand. Incomplete pass here as we was trying to target Kerr on the scene. Yeah, I wouldn't credit Markham with a loss of rushing or Nate or anybody on that one. Sometimes you have those negative plays and just take it off the team total, I suppose. 3rd and 17, so Clay County. Not looking as sharp this time offensively as they did on the prior drives, but they do lead 32-9. Some of that urgency that they may have had early may be gone right now, though.
Well, it's hard to do when you get into, you know, a four-score lead like this, Daniel.
Stamping on it from the 34. Adams to throw. Swing past to Markham. Joseph with it. Spins. Back inside. Loses his footing. And brought down. Short of the sticks. So we're going to be fourth down. First fourth down of the night for Clay County. Ball sets at the 21-yard line. I think I'm right on that. So hard to see these lines. Fourth down. Two wide right, one left. Low snap. Adams picks it up. Rolls right. Releases. Going to be. Batted away. Now caught. Cutter has it. He's in bounds. Catch is good. So the ball was tipped by a Yellow Jacket defender. Kerr able to haul it in anyway. Ball now going to be spotted around the four. First and goal from the Grundy four. So around a 17-yard hookup there between Adams and Kerr. You guys agreed that Kerr was the receiver on that?
He was. Okay. He was out on that side, far sideline, Daniel.
First and goal, minute 36 left in the second. Clay County leading 32-9, looking to extend that lead. Nate in the gun, Markham in his left hip. Burgett in motion, give to Jimmy on the jet sweep. Tries to get the corner, Kerr blocking for him. Turns north and south, reaches for the pylon. No signal. They're going to rule him down, I suppose.
Pylon's laying on the ground.
Yeah, the pylon, you're right, Thomas. Took some harm there. So second and goal. I suppose at the one, yeah.
Looks like less than that. I mean, his left foot is marking. I don't see how he's not touching the pylon with his left foot.
Minute seven left. Clock is stopped as Virtue went out of bounds on the play. So pick up a three for Jimmy. Dogs break huddle. Burchett splits out to the right. Kerr to the left. Austin Anderson plays tight end to the left. Maxfield up back. Give to Markham. Joseph hitting the backfield. Keeps his feet moving. No forward progress, though. Actually going to lose a couple of yards. They're going to walk back to the three. So a loss of two for Joseph, setting up third and goal from the Grundy three.
And again, you know, Grundy County is just bringing the house. Straight up the gut, Daniel. You know, there's not enough. Clay County doesn't have enough people to block them all when they're coming up through the middle of that front line.
35 seconds and ticking here left in the quarter. Two timeouts left for Clay County. Ball at the three.
Clock ticking down under 30 seconds here.
Yeah. Two wide right. Kerr left. Motion from Alec. Option play. Pitch to Alec. Going to use his speed, get in, use the power right at the goal line to finish. Touchdown, Alec Kerr. Touchdown, Clay County. 15.2 seconds left in this second quarter as Kerr goes across the stripe. 38-9 the score. Two-point attempt coming. Muddle huddle set up. Weston Birdwell by himself to the right. Jimmy Burchett, the long snapper. Adams and Kerr set behind Jimmy. Six linemen to the left, along with Markham, who stands behind them. Direct snap to Markham. Jump pass set up. Complete. Markham with the two-point pass. Jimmy Burchett on the reception. Clay County's got about eight different things they do out of that set, and all of them work. 40-9. 15.2 seconds left here in the second quarter.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know.
Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Got to kick off for about the ninth time,
not
that many.
Five touchdowns, had the opening kickoff also, so I guess it'd be six.
Six time. That one goes out of bounds. Grundy County going to take over their own 35-yard line, 15.2 seconds left here in this second quarter. Clay County going to have a late homecoming next week at home against York Institute on October 21st. Going to be a good evening, good competition. Be a good test, and a good tune-up for the regular season finale against the Gordonsville Tigers on October the 28th at John Tuples Field. 15.2 seconds left in the first half of this one. Clay County leading 40-9. Grundy here with a play before the half. Hand off to the tailback inside, and that's going to be the final play of the quarter. Good finish and drive on the tackle by Ben Maxfield. Ben Maxfield, the junior linebacker, being aggressive on that one. It's time here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Don't go anywhere.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Welcome back to Grundy County here for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County now leads 40-0 here at intermission, and it's been all Bulldogs so far as they've scored on every possession. Joseph Markham got the first with a 5-yard touchdown. Adams found Joseph Markham for a 5-yard touchdown, and then Weston Burwell for the 2-pointer to make it 8-0 early in this one. And then it just went from there. Adams found Burchett from 12 yards out. Markham ran in the 2-point. It was 16-0, 5:31 to go in the first quarter. Alec Kerr scored the next one, an 18-yard rushing touchdown. Adams ran in the 2-pointer. It was 24-0 before the first quarter buzzer sounded. Then in the second quarter, Adams ran in another from 4 yards out. Markham added the 2-point, 32-0. The final score coming from Alec Kerr, a 3-yard touchdown run. And then Markham showing off his arm as he threw a 2-point pass to Burchett for your halftime score of 40-0. Clay County has run 30 offensive plays for a total of 214 yards, 5 touchdowns, 5 2-point conversions, 20 rushes for 132 yards, 3 TDs, 3 2-pointers. And overall, the two passers are 8 for 10 for 82 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 2-point conversions. Nate Adams is 7 for 9 so far through the air. He's got 79 yards and the two touchdowns and 1 2-point conversion. Markham 1 for 1 for the 2-pointer to Burchett. Markham's run 9 times for 46 yards. He does have 2 2-point conversions and a rushing touchdown. No, that was a passing touchdown. Kerr, he has 4 carries, 2 touchdowns, and 35 yards. Jimmy Burchett, 2 carries for 9 yards. Nate Adams has rushed 5 times for 42 yards, a touchdown, and a 2-point conversion. Receiving-wise, Jimmy Burchett, 3 catches, 38 yards, touchdown, and a 2-pointer. We have Markham, 2 catches for 18 yards and a touchdown. Weston Verbal, 1 catch for a 2-point conversion and 3 yards. And Alec Kerr, 2 catches for 23 total yards. Defensively, senior Levi Garrett leading the way with 3 stops here in the first half. Markham, McElroy, Parker Smith, Alec Kerr, and Hayden McGee all have tackles for loss. McGee also adding a sack. Again, Clay County dominating 40-0, about 13 minutes left here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong.
as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading it 40-9 here at Grundy County High School. Going to kick over to Coach Edwards for some Yellow Jacket stats and penalty updates.
Well, Daniel, Yellow Jackets' first half, 15 rushes for 22 total yards. They had the big play, 27-yard run, but they've had 6 negative plays.
Hmm.
So that's hurts their total there. Passing 3 for 6 for 18 yards. Total 21 plays for 40 yards and 3 penalties for 40 yards. So they have netted 0 yards first half as Grundy County.
Clay County, I think, one penalty? Or did I forget one? No, they had the hold.
They had the hold, and then they had the kick that went out of bounds, cost them 5 yards.
Right.
So,
right.
So two penalties for 15 yards.
Time now for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Macon Banking Trust. Youth League football. Clay County Youth League football teams were idle this past Saturday, coincided with Clay County Schools' fall break, so that was nice for them. On the season, the flag division has a record of 1-4. The junior division is 0-5, and the senior division is 1-4. All three teams will be back in action tomorrow as they travel to Westmoreland to take on the Eagles. Games are scheduled to begin at 4:30. I do not envy some of those parents. That's going to be right around the third quarter of Alabama-Tennessee tomorrow. That kicks off at 2:30, so a bit of a conflict there, but wish good luck to all three of those teams as they head down there. Hermitage Springs, I know junior high basketball was in competition this week, Coach. Don't know if their peewee games were. I'll go ahead and let you share those scores from or update from Forks River through Hermitage Springs.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only action this week was the Hermitage Springs peewee and junior high. The Hermitage Springs peewee girls, they won both games of their opener. And the boys' teams both finished a little bit short. So starting off a little rough. I think next action for the Wildcats, Monday night, junior high travels to Red Bull and Springs. And Slana K-8 will start their basketball season this week. Tuesday, they will go to Hermitage Springs to face the Cats and Lady Cats.
Yeah, that is 100% correct as far as 5th and 6th grade action goes for Slana K-8. The boys team that's coached by Marty Maxfield, 5th and 6th grade boys, they begin their season on Thursday, October 20th. That's next week. This coming Thursday before Clay County High School plays York. They'll be hosting Rickman for a 5:30 tip-off, the 5th and 6th grade boys. The 5th and 6th grade girls, coached by Brittany Boone of Slana K-8, they begin their season on Tuesday, October 25th. That one will be the week after when they travel to Allens for a 5:30 tip-off. Those games coming before junior high games. And, Coach, as you just said, Marty Maxfield is going to be leading those junior high boys into action as Brittany Boone, assisted by Tamika Garrison, leads those junior high girls into action on Tuesday as they travel over to Hermitage Springs for a big matchup of in-county schools there. 6 o'clock tip-off for those junior high games over at Hermitage Springs. I don't think there's any 5th and 6th grade action prior to those games on Tuesday. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, I think that's right. I failed to mention the coaches for Hermitage Springs. Josh Jenkins, my former assistant, is a junior high and Pee Wee boys head coach. He's been assisted by Farrah Wood. And girls coach is Maddie Harlan, former Clay County Bulldog, being assisted by Summer Cherry, another former Clay County Bulldog, Lady Bulldog.
Good hands there. Other junior high action for Salina coming this coming Thursday on October 20th when they'll be at home for their home opener against Rickman. Cross country still going on. Don't know any updates. They've got a region that's coming up pretty soon. Next week on Local Sports Lowdown, we'll have more information on cross country.
Yeah, they didn't. I talked to Coach McClanahan today. They did not compete this week in anything. So they're looking forward to getting the region action. And one other note, Marty Maxfield, who you mentioned there a few times, is now being assisted by his younger brother, Dylan Maxfield, basketball.
Nephew.
Yeah. Nephew, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll look forward to seeing they got a lot of games to play still.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of alumni making the effort to volunteer and coach, and that's great to see guys.
It is. Young blood in there, a lot of new energy, so excited about the 5th and 6th grade and junior high basketball seasons at both Hermitage Springs and Slana K-8. This week's Local Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Banking Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Banking Trust, come grow with us. Time now for a budget pest control scoreboard update.
All right, fellas, a couple games still in the second quarter. We got DeKalb and Upperman knotted up at 7 apiece. A little surprise here. Red Bank 0, Fayetteville 30 in the second quarter.
Wow.
Now, I picked Fayetteville, didn't I?
I didn't think so. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. So, Westmoreland trails 7-14 at halftime to East Robertson.
Good game.
Yeah.
Jackson County down 41-0 halftime to Smith County. Gibbs all over York, 24-7 in the fourth quarter. Monterey 21, Oneida 3, halftime. Coffee County 3, Cookeville 0 at halftime. Whitwell 22, Lookout Valley 6. It's Budget Pest Control scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Your infestation is our occupation.
Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. I do quickly want to throw out there that I have not got those winnings to our past three winners yet. I've fallen off there with fall break in the middle of the last couple of weeks. Linda Strong, Linda Nelson, and Jason Arhead Hamilton, the three prior winners. I got to get their winnings to them, but I hadn't forgotten them. So in case they were listening, I wanted them to know that. So with no further ado, here's tonight's Trivia Challenge question. In the eighth game of the 2002 season, third-year head coach Lee Adkins led the Bulldogs in a 36-0 win against Red Bone Springs. What Bulldog led the game defensively with 5 sacks, and what Bulldog led offensively with 2 rushing touchdowns? So a two-parter tonight. I'm going to read that again. In the eighth game of the 2002 season, third-year head coach Lee Adkins led the Bulldogs in a 36-0 win against Red Bone Springs. What Bulldog led the game defensively with 5 sacks, and what Bulldog led the game offensively with 2 rushing touchdowns? If you think you know those two different Bulldog players, please text in any guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Try to bounce around in years sometimes, Thomas. We hadn't hit the 2000s lately, so wanted to go that route tonight.
Yeah, it could be a tough one there, especially with two names to call.
Yeah.
I don't remember a whole lot from that era myself.
Well, unfortunately, we talked about it during the Kirkwest pregame show as we were discussing the 2007 season. Those Bulldogs are celebrating their 15th anniversary. There were some pretty tough years in the early 2000s there. And, part of it.
Yeah, tough years against great competition, too.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it in the Bite of Bulldog history about how tough some of those schedules were back in that time, and I'm sure it was the same then.
No doubt. Not too tough for the Bulldogs so far in this one tonight, 40-0. The score we're seeing here at the half, Thomas, we don't often have this much time to reminisce here at halftime, but what would you like to see out of the Dogs here in this second half?
Well, I think you may see the starters come out on the first drive. Clay County will be receiving the ball.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
I think you may see Adams in the starting offensive line and some of those backs on the first drive, which is, you know, normally what you do see even in a 40-0 ball game. And I think maybe, you know, you just take care of the ball and, run straight ahead like we've been doing all night, even though Grundy has been, you know, stacking the box and pounding the line of scrimmage. Just kind of be respectful to the game here and probably punch one in the end zone and then let the starters rest throughout. And then see some young players. Let them get some experience and in this contest.
It's going to go fairly quick because we will see that running clock in effect. And I assume full 12-minute quarters. We've had one guest so far on the trivia, and that coming from my mom, Linda Strong. She guessed Tony Morris and Tyler Walker. Those are great guesses because Tony and Tyler were seniors in the fall of 2002. Both are incorrect, though. Neither of those fit the bill for the Bulldog who had 5 sacks or the Bulldog who had 2 rushing touchdowns in the fall of 2002's 8th game when they beat Red Bull Springs 36-9. So still looking for guesses on that. Thought maybe there were some younger listeners out there that, might have been around that time. We don't often hear from younger ones on our trivia guesses. We're going to read that one more time here in a moment. But first of all, we want to mention these Clay County High School cheerleaders who've made the 100-mile trip down here to Grundy County tonight. Big group of juniors, including Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. One sophomore, Maley Kyle, and one freshman, Adea Collins. Of course, the sponsors of the cheerleaders, Steve and Lana Chipwood, who have done that for almost 20 years here at Clay County High School. Kind of cool on them out here tonight, Thomas. They've got their black and gold jumpsuits on, though, so they're staying warm.
Yeah, and they're moving a little bit. It is cool when you're sitting here at the Twin Lakes broadcast table, but at least they can stay warm by doing some cheers and things of that nature. Another name I want to mention, we've talked about a lot of those coaches at the middle school level. I want to recognize my sister, Emily Holtham. She stepped up and become the junior high cheerleader sponsor this year. So she's been busy with football, and now we'll get into this basketball season there. So, you know, we talk about all of these ball teams and what they do, and we've said this before. The cheerleaders have a longer season than any ball team does, Daniel, because they cross both sports.
You're absolutely right, and Emily would ride the school bus with the football team the cheerleaders, and sometimes would have to ride the bus past her home out around Oak Grove back to Clay County High School and then turn around and go home. So definitely a sacrifice to do that stuff.
Yep.
And thankful for her participation in that. Grundy County going to kick it off here to start things, and then I'll share a few more guesses we've had to the trivia answer. Short end-over-end kick going to be fielded, hopefully by the Bulldogs. I can't see for players on the sidelines. A couple guesses that have been sent in, Dustin Thompson and Jeremy Taylor. Good guesses, right arrow on those players, but that one is incorrect. We've also had a guess of Tyler Walker and Colby Garrison. A good guess coming from listener Linda Nelson there. Neither of those are correct. Once again, right arrow, Colby a junior on that team, and Tyler a senior, but neither one of those correct. We will repeat that question earlier, or in a few minutes, I mean. Clay County taking over from their own 41-yard line, 59-yard field in front of them. Give to Markham. Markham's going to do it, folks. Here you go. Midfield, 40. Cuts back. He may not have went the distance, but a nice run by Markham. Flips the field, gets into Yellow Jacket territory. Saw that familiar burst of speed out into the open, Thomas, and I thought another run. But once again, you see that there are some pieces of this Yellow Jacket defense who do a pretty decent job. They contain Markham to around a gain of 20 as the ball's now spotted in Grundy County territory at the 38. Call it the 37, my mistake.
Yeah, you saw Markham hit that burst, and then there was one defender he had to try to make a move on, and the pursuit caught up with him from behind. But there's nothing like seeing him take a seam through that offensive line.
Another give to Markham, hitting the backfield, spins out of it, goes around the left side, 30, 25, stiff arms, a man runs on another over, driven out of bounds. Powerful run, including an initial spin move by Markham to get it out of the backfield. Another first down. That one, we said, started at the Grundy 37. They're going to mark it now. The 16, 21-yard gain for Markham. Dogs with it first and 10 inside the red zone.
Back-to-back 20-yarders for Joseph Markham, Daniel.
A couple of different listeners have identified the defensive leader of the night on that trivia question, the late Jonathan Frazier. He is the one that had the 5 sacks. Emily Moss coming in with the correct part of that, along with Linda Strong, but still not a full answer. Frazier was the one who had the 5 sacks, but still looking for who had the 2 rushing touchdowns to go along with him. Not sure how we'll split up the winnings on this one. We'll have to wait and see how it develops. Run by Adams on first down, picks up around 1, making it 2nd and 9. Ball should be about the 15. 9 minutes and ticking. Going to have a Mercy Rove running clock here during the second half of play, unless the Yellow Jackets come back within 30. Clay County currently leading 40-0, looking to extend. Jimmy Burchett now at curse split to the right. Tight end left. Maxfield the fullback. Play action pass. Adams releases. Caught. Going to be touchdown. Jimmy Burchett on the reception. Nice little play action pass there by Adams. Good zip on the ball right into the waiting hands of Burchett, and 6 more points on the board.
Yeah, a little play action, like you said, Daniel, and great blocking by the offensive line. We saw Grundy crash the line with an all-out blitz again right there. Good protection for Adams. Adams saw Burchett coming across the middle, put it on him, and Clay County is rolling.
Muddle huddle set going to be shifted. Garrett going to drop back and attempt the PAT. Jimmy Burchett to snap. Nate Adams to hold. Snap, set, kicks away. It looks good from here, and it is good. 47-0. Now the score, 8:40 mark, third quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Grundy County High School, where Clay County now leads 47-0. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 59-yard drive on four plays. It started with back-to-back 20-yard runs by Joseph Markham, and then Nate Adams found Jimmy Burchett for a 15-yard touchdown pass. Levi Garrett, the senior kicker, added the PAT. Clay County leads 47-0. This dog drive series has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
We have a winner on the trivia. Listener Hannah Bowles came up with the right combination. Jonathan Frazier, the defensive leader in that 2002 game with five sacks. Kyle Whitlow, the running back who had the two rushing touchdowns. Whitlow, a good back during his junior and senior years, particularly at Clay County High School. Actually, that was still Salina High School at the time. It was 2003 was the first year. It was Clay County High School. 2002, the last fall that it was officially Salina High School, even though in the fall of 2003, games were still played at the old field in town. So congratulations to Hannah. She'll be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Who made the stop on the kickoff, Thomas?
Jimmy Burch.
He's so good at that. Grundy County taking back over, looking for their first points of the night. Handing off to a fullback inside, squirts ahead for around 5 yards. Weston Bird will help finish off the tackler. Somebody else got the ankle down low.
I think that might be Nolan Adams. Is he in there with the black undershirt, Daniel, playing safety?
Yeah, Nolan's in there playing safety. Think he came up and did it?
I do.
Pick up a 6 for Grundy County. 7:15 and ticking. Third quarter action. Two lineouts left for Grundy. Wing also on that side. Hand off behind it. Oh, Levi Garrett. Big tackle for a loss. He was untouched from his linebacker position and made the running back feel every bit of his fury.
Nothing like seeing Levi Garrett blow up that offensive line front, Daniel. And he enjoys a stop like that, and I like to see it.
Yeah, that a hit like that, being on the receiving end of that, doesn't feel good any night, much less on a cool night when you're already down 47-9. Garrett comes off the field after making the stop. If you recall, on the last play of the game against Grundy County a year ago, Garrett dislocated his elbow, and it looks like he's holding that left arm as he comes off, maybe holding it up higher on the shoulder.
Nate
Pass
Adams.
Here. Nate Adams, interception. Nate going to not have a return this time, but he leads this team in interceptions on the season and adds one more to his tally there. You knew it was only a matter of time if they kept going deep through the air before Clay County picked one off. Adams records his 5th interception on the season. Couple of those have been pick sixes. So Clay County taking over deep now. Good opportunity for yards.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm telling you, good coverage right there. Not a bad ball. Adams just turned on the jets and broke in front of the receiver and made a great play on the ball while it was in the air.
I agree 100%. More about his play than a bad play. But
yeah,
Grundy, Timeout taken on the field by Clay County. Perhaps some reserves fixing to play offense. 5:47 mark third quarter. Viking Gold 47-9.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here at that midplay, Joseph Markham, stiff arm across midfield, going to be brought out of bounds. Play started at the Clay County 30. So Markham going to pick up 30 yards, as it's now at the Grundy 40. Starter still on for Clay here on this second offensive possession of the third quarter. 5:05 and ticking. Halfway through this third quarter, Clay County leading it 47-0. Dogs break huddle. Ball sits here at the left hash right in front of us. Markham the tailback. Kerr wing back to the right. Ball at the Yellow Jacket 40. Adams in the gun. Garrett snaps. Give to Joseph again. Grundy doing another nice job keeping you contained. Pick up a 5-6 before he's drug down. Call it second and a long three. Pick up a 7 for Joe.
Levi Garrett back in the game on this offensive position. Daniel, the reserve center, he is. So very important that he's out there right now. Done a good job with the transition over in Stoneland's stead tonight.
Ball at the Grundy, 33. Handoff. Kerr with it into the short side of the field. Picks up the first down. Not much more, though. Ball now at the Yellow Jacket, 26. First and 10. Coach Edwards, you have your guys and the ones you have access to right now that don't play football in training, doing some conditioning for the upcoming basketball season. Might talk about that in a few moments if we have an opportunity. People are always excited about the hardwood around Clay County. Weston Burple on the jet sweep. One of his first carries of his career, as I recall, and he makes a good run out of it, getting very close to the goal line. He's going to be stopped before he can get into the end zone. Weston using a few moves of his own there to get around the corner and get north and south for yardage. First and goal after Birdwell has a nice carry. Down marker is going to set up shop. I'm going to call it the one.
25-yard run.
Grundy County 1-yard line. Birdwell coming off after that 25-yard pickup.
You know, Weston Burble, we've talked a lot of players. He really made an impact in his junior season, I think. You know, talk about the way he seals the corner for Clay County, blocking a lot of times. We see him stretch out outside run plays and make some stops there, special teams. And we know he's got some speed. He's probably one of the straight line burners of the bunch. You know, if you put Weston Burble on a go route down the sideline, there's not many people that's going to be able to stick with him, I don't think.
Quarterback sneak touchdown for Nate Adams, 1-yard variety. Went under center for it. Thomas, over the years of broadcasting, I know get frustrated at times when we stay in a shotgun when we're at the one or inside the five. And you saw Adams go under center that time to run the quarterback sneak. just makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, you know, why start negative five when you got 1 yard to go? Mm-hmm. Has always been my thought there, and glad to see offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard adding that set.
Garrett on for the PAT. He made his last one. Adams had trouble getting it on the tee. Finally did, and the kick's good. Clay County leading now, 54-9. 2:13 left in the third.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Solana Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Solana Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Solana Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Grundy County. Clay County now leads 54-0, 2:13 left here in the third quarter, Daniel.
Another personal foul against Grundy. On the PAT, actually it's on the quarterback sneak. One of the defensive linemen took offense to Austin Anderson for some reason. Austin's drawn two of these personal fouls tonight. Done, whatever's happening, he's done a good job of keeping himself out of harm's way. Clay County has not been penalized for a personal foul after receiving several down the stretch of the last several ball games. That's one good thing. I'm glad to see tonight is that we have not fallen victim to any of those 15-yard personal fouls.
I think I'm, is that Braden Allred right here with that special team stop, Daniel? He's walking out here playing this cornerback position.
Certainly is. Braden Allred, the junior.
We see a lot of reserves in here, Daniel. Numbers still hard to see.
Knowing Adams playing safety, oftentimes Canyon short to play the other one.
Hayden Adams is this outside linebacker, I think, Daniel, on the near sideline.
Give off inside. Decent little game by Grundy. Going to watch and try.
Maybe.
Eli Burnett. 45 on the stop. Ernesto Sanchez coming off the sideline, along with 74, Caden Strong, and 55, Colton Brown.
And we're seeing kind of what we thought we'd see, Daniel. The interception really gave Clay County two offensive possessions there to start the third quarter, and then we see reserves coming in to finish out this game.
Reese Adams playing inside backer alongside Worm Smith. Both of those guys do a good job filling the hole that time. Stopping Grundy County short. It was second round six. Now going to be third and round three. 30 seconds and ticking left here in this third quarter. Clay County leading it 54-9.
Linebacker, reserve linebacker Worm Smith making that tackle, Daniel, number 10 in the middle.
Thomas, as you mentioned, Hayden Adams playing this near side, outside linebacker.
Got another 20, Adams in.
Who wears 20?
Number 20, that's Waylon Cherry.
He's playing that far side defensive back. I'm not sure that's co-leads. Co-leads and Nolan Adams playing the two high safeties. And that's the end of the third quarter. We're going to go to a couple ads here. Come back for fourth quarter action. Clay County leading it from Grundy County, 54-9.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here at I, third and long two for Grundy. Whoa, back up on that. That ain't right, is it? Third and eight.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Teams have flipped ends of the field. I assume that the majority of listeners tonight making use of the Facebook Live video feed that's being provided by the Russell Richardson C Club boosters. And as I suspected, it's third and round three. The chain gang was wrong. I seldom am, Thomas.
You're right, Daniel.
Those that know me best know that's a lie. Third and one, Grundy in the gun. Quarterback keeper around right side, full head of steam. Nothing going to happen, though. Big tackle for a loss. Worm Smith.
I think so, Daniel.
I was hoping the PA announcer would say. Could have been Hayden Adams.
Hard to tell. Pretty sure it's Smith. If it's Smith in the ball game, it looks like him to me. But I thought Smith had.
It did look like the guy scraped from inside out to make the stop, and that would fit the bill for being Smith. We'll credit Worm. Hopefully that's right. Fourth and five, Grundy to punt. Fourth quarter action here. Low snap picked up. Punter kicks it away. Fair catch made by Nolan Adams. So the Clay County Reserve offense. And hopefully Junior Leighton Brown going to take the tailback spot. We were excited by his running. Saw him for the first time on the season as a running back other night a couple weeks ago at Ribbon Springs. He looked good there.
He did, and he looks like he's going back into the huddle in that position. Daniel, fresh offensive line in there also. We'll try to bring you those numbers if we can see them.
Clay Kenny's taking over from the 37. 63-yard field in front of him. Caleb Weir going to play the center.
Worm Smith maybe in that offensive line.
Leighton Brown is the halfback. Fake to him. Nolan Adams, quarterback keeper, off right side. Penalty flag comes out. Going to be a hold. 64. Caleb Weir, as I said, playing the center. 58, Ernesto Sanchez out there somewhere on the offensive line.
Number 70, Matt Weir, also in the game.
Freshman day. Matt Weir, cousin of Caleb.
I see Reese Adams coming off there.
Caden Strong playing this right tackle. Reese probably was playing the tight end.
Ball retreats back to 27, maybe?
Well, I can't even see the ball right now. Oh, it's hitting from the down marker. Yeah, 27. I just marked it from the line of scrimmage. Adams in the gun. That's Nolan Adams. Leighton Brown behind him. Now shifts to his left hip. Nolan going to roll left. Looking to pass. Under pressure, decides to run. Woo. Good scrambling ability. Still on his feet. Makes three men miss. Does not make the fourth. Going to be brought down. Nice little run, though, by Nolan. And a flag comes in. This one's going to go against Grundy, I believe. Perhaps a late hit. The back judge threw it. And the Grundy faithful across the way. Audible for the first time tonight. And the first conference of the officials.
What do you think Adams got to, Daniel?
Well, the ball's sitting right there at the 35, so that's where he got to.
The initial signal is a block in the back, but then the white hat stopped. Yeah, that's what it is, block in the back. Clay County.
Question off the board.
8:25 and ticking. A lot of time chewed up in that official conference right there. 54 points the lead, though, for Clay County. So the Dogs, homecoming action next Friday night against York Institute at John Teeples Field. Ball sitting out the 25-yard line, 75-yard field in front of this JV offense. And then they finish up the year at home against Gordonsville on October 28th. We'll be calling both of them, but come on out and watch them in person if you can. Whistles blow before Adams can get the play developed. False start against Clay County or delay game one. No. Grundy lined up in the neutral zone. So, Coach, did I hear correctly in the Budget Pest Control scoreboard update on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show that York was getting trounced by Knox Gibbs?
The trouncing is complete. It's 24-7 is the final score.
It wasn't too bad then.
No.
So Gibbs, a 4-3 team, but you mentioned they played a tough schedule. And what classification school are they?
I think they're 4A.
Okay. And York, a 2A school now, after being a AAA school for many years. So after the 5-yard penalty, the ball now is back up to the 30-yard line. 70 yards between the football and the end zone. Adams rolls right, wants to pass, has all red, pass caught. 6-yard gain for Braden. Good little stopping curl there. Second and 10, so the penalty yardage kind of regained, Thomas. Is the down marker right in second half?
I think so. Yeah, that's the first play we actually ran.
Of course, we had a penalty. Grundy had a penalty. High snap from the 35. Perhaps a break for the Dogs. That could have been a scoop and score for the Yellow Jackets. But Clay County with an offensive infraction. No, once again, Grundy. Somebody lined up in the neutral zone, and this is one of those times where I'd kind of like those officials just to step in and tell the kid, you know, look, son, you're lined up a little too much. Scoot on back. Because these are younger guys for Grundy at this point, too. Coach Bryant, for them, he has substituted on that defense. So second and 5 now. After the fourth penalty in the last 5 play attempts.
So you've got Hayden Adams in there at the sniffer back. Yeah. Mo Smith playing the tight end. We talked about the offensive line earlier. And then here comes Cole Eads.
Cole Eads on the jet sweep from the Clay County 42. He's across midfield. Has one to beat. Going to be brought down before he can get to the end zone. But he flips the field with a nice run, advancing down to the 35-yard line. 23-yard gain, I believe.
Started at the 40.
Oh, I thought it was 42. I'm sorry. Sitting now at the 35. So a 25-yard gain, right? Nice run to Eads. Freshman Matt Weir comes off. Didn't see who replaced him on that offensive front. Dogs break huddle. 4:40 and ticking. Fourth quarter action. Ball at the Grundy 35-yard line. Brown at the right hip of Adams. Jet sweep handoff. Going to be Eads again. Trying to get the edge. Grundy does a nice job laterally. Doesn't allow Eads access to the sideline. He might have netted one. Going to have to check the spot. No, they put it. Yeah, they do move the down marker. Gave him about a foot. We don't deal in feet, we deal in yards, so pick up a 1. 4 Cole, making it 2nd and 9.
Almost see the numbers on that offensive line reserve that came in, Daniel.
Blitz out of the Yellow Jackets to no avail, though. Leighton Brown with it, hit it around left side, full head of steam. Nice pickup for him before he's drug out of bounds. Going to be short of moving the sticks, I think, but very close. The officials are eyeing it, and they do say first down.
Have to be somewhere around a 23, 20,
Ball sudden at the 25.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So it's a 9-yard pickup?
Mm-hmm.
First and 10 now. Not much left in this one. 3:10 and ticking. CarQuest post-game show coming up once this one goes final. We'll do another budget pest control scoreboard update, announce the TDS top performer. Let's give you all the stats. First and 10 dogs, whistles blow. Another infraction against the Yellow Jackets. Going to be first and 5 now. Should set it at the 20, correct?
If our math is right. We can't see that it is, but we've been doing math all night to figure it out. So
we're on top of it.
That's where we'll be.
I see the player line for the box at the 25, so.
We can't see that.
Yeah.
Just barely.
But it was crooked when I was looking at it pregame, so. Maybe we can get John Peoples Field looking nice for homecoming next week. Now, this late in the season, if you come out, don't expect a green-looking field. We've had two small frosts already, and as soon as that happens, Bermuda turns brown, as you can see from this Grundy County field. Plus, it's been extremely dry in Middle Tennessee.
Right, but brown turf just means it's almost time for playoff football, Daniel.
You got that right. Dogs from the 20. Adams rolls right. Nolan releases for the end zone. Wants it all. Going to be incomplete. Good ball to him. Strong arm on the young man. No surprise there, though. Their dad, Nolan, and Nate's dad, Mike, quarterback during his time. You probably caught a few passes off his arm, Thomas. He's a senior when you were a freshman. Well, you started as a wideout on that team, did you not?
I did, and, yeah, caught a few passes from Michael. Enjoyed my freshman season with a really good football team right there, Daniel. Made it to the second round of the playoffs, and, you know, Michael was a key cog right there, and he's got two sons that are going to be very key for the Bulldogs in the future.
Of course, Mike also started his junior quarterback on that 1990 team that had a 10-0 regular season before falling in the second round to Franklin Road Academy. They'd already beat FRA earlier in the year. Tough to get a team the second time around, especially when it's a private school.
Nice move by Brown right there. Going horizontal, stuck his foot in the ground, got north and south, and picked up a pretty good game, Daniel. Maybe a first down. Nope, going to be short.
Gain of 4. Power run by Brown. We've heard Coach Lamb talk about him. He's been well pleased to have Leighton Brown on this squad. 40 seconds and ticking, under a minute left in this one. 3rd and 1 for Clay County. Got to run one more play, I suppose. Clay County leading 54-9. No injuries tonight that I know of. We saw Garrett come off once, holding the arm. But as you mentioned, Thomas, he went back in and played center.
Yeah, I think, you know, a little stinger on that hit, probably what that was, Daniel. But you're right, so far, so good on the injury front.
Nolan Adams, quarterback keeper. Last play of the game. Is he going to get a score? Brought down short of the goal line. We will try to get a spot, though. They're not even going to mark it. We're going to say he was brought down to 5. I believe that would be an accurate call. This one goes final, folks. Clay County moves to 7-1 on the season. Grundy County drops to 0-9 on the season. Final score from here in Colemont, Tennessee. Black and gold Bulldogs of Clay County, 54. The Yellow Jackets of Grundy County, 0.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save, but the best choice is Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home.
proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back. Here listening to the Horizon Sports Network on the Carquest Postgame Show. Clay County big winners tonight here at Grundy County, 54-9. Now, we expected it, Thomas, but we expected a little bit of a fight. Last year, I think the final score in this one was 41-14, something to that effect. But it's just, I don't know if Grundy's down from last year or Clay County's up from last year or a little bit of both. But this wasn't a dog fight. This was a beat down.
No, it definitely was. I think it's about Clay County more than it is about Grundy right now. You know, this team has been on a mission no matter the opponent, no matter who it is, especially after that 1-point loss to Westmoreland. We've just seen kind of a different version of this Clay County team. They don't mess around with you. They come out, they take care of business, they get it done, they get on the bus and they go home and get ready for the next game, and that's what we saw basically from the start in this one.
They do, and you mentioned that Westmoreland game. We said at the time, you know, you never want to lose, but this could be a good thing. I think you're right, and I think they've took that as an insult that that happened, and they've got their stuff together, and I don't think they intend on losing another one.
No, I don't think they want to, that's for sure. 7 total touchdowns, really no game summary here. I'm just going to list who scored, Daniel. We saw Joseph Nate Adams improvise on a run, pulled the trigger on a pass, found Joseph Markham for a 5-yard touchdown. Then he found Weston Burville for the 2-point conversion. It was 8-0 on the first possession by Clay County. Let me mention this Clay County defense first before I go through these touchdowns. Basically, I'm going to say 2 first downs all night allowed to Grundy. I can remember about 2 plays. Other than that, it was
three
and out
and
the
pass.
Entire time.
Yeah, two
plays. And then in the midst of all of that, Nate Adams found Jimmy Burchett for the next score from 12 yards out. Markham ran in the 2-point conversion. It was 16-0. Then Alec Kerr got in on the action. He had an 18-yard touchdown run. Adams ran in the 2-point. It was 24-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, just really dominant.
And then Adams got it started with about the first play of the second quarter, pretty much. Well, it was 3 plays later. Adams was in the end zone from 4 yards out. Markham added the 2-point, 32-0. Kerr got the next one from 3 yards. Markham threw his first pass of the season to Jimmy Burchett for a 2-point conversion out of that muddle huddle set. You mentioned that, Daniel. So many things they're doing out of that. We've got multiple passers, multiple ball carriers, direct snaps, things of that nature. And it seems like it works about 98% of the time.
Yeah, they've had success in each of the different style of teams. Of course, you got the quick screen to the guy over here. You got the option play. You got a straight-up quarterback keeper. You've got the quarterback. If he wants to, he can throw it right back to the center because the center's eligible out of that set. You can do a snap it an 8, throw the quick screen to Markham, or Jimmy can direct snap to Markham. Or, as we saw tonight, Greg snapped to Markham, and him dump it back to Burchett. It's dangerous. Honestly, I don't know why more teams over the years don't just line up and use it as an offense.
Right.
Because you can. You don't have to keep it just for a two-point play.
Right.
You can line up anywhere and run it. I'm surprised folks don't do it sometimes.
Alec Kerr got the, we just talked about it. Markham to Burchett is 40-0 at halftime. After that two-point conversion, Clay County left their starters in for that first possession, and then they left their starting defensive end, Adams found Burchett for a 15-yard touchdown. Garrett kicked the PAT. It was 47-0, 8:40 left in the third. And then Adams with an interception, Daniel, which kind of gave Clay County the starters another offensive possession there, and Adams ran one in from 1 yard out. Garrett was again true for your final score of 54-0.
Completely dominant. Coach, you got any final Grundy County stats you want to share with us, penalty updates?
Yeah, real quick, 27 total plays for 45 yards through the air. They're 3 of 7, 18 yards, 1 interception, 20 rushes for 27 yards. Penalties, Grundy County 7 for 70. Most of those came right there in that fourth quarter, defensive infractions.
Yeah.
Clay County 4 penalties for 35.
I think two of those came on those final moments. Varsity, only two. And like you said, one of them, a kick out of bounds penalty.
Right.
So really one holding penalty for the starters, and that's it.
Right. That's pretty much it.
And that's after Clay County has netted 500 yards in the prior three games, almost combined. So big improvement on that regard. Folks, we're going to play one more little promo. It lasts a little bit over a minute. Going to come back, announce the TDS top performer, give Clay County stats, and do a final budget pest control scoreboard update. Stay with us. You're listening to the Carquest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H Auto Parts.
Your local It says it at the end, though. You need to say it
proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up, the CarQuest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here on the CarQuest Post Game Show, Clay County big winners tonight, 54-9. They go to 7-1 on the season. Outstanding record. Thomas, let's hear about those Clay County stats.
Now, pretty gaudy. We talked about Clay County racking up over 400 last week. They got pretty close, Daniel. 388 total yards on 45 plays, 7 touchdowns. 32 rushes for 286 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 two-point conversions. 3 different passers were 10 for 13. That's pretty efficient for 102 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 two-point conversions. Let's just go with that while we're at it. Quarterback Nate Adams ended up 8 for 10 8 for 10. We had 15 yards, so he threw for 97. 8 for 10 for 97. And then we saw Markham complete one for 3 yards, the two-point conversion. Nolan Adams, the reserve quarterback coming in, Nate's brother, he was 1 for 2 for 5 yards.
So Nate had all 3 passing touchdowns, right?
He did. Receiving-wise, we saw Markham catch 2 balls for 18 yards and a touchdown. Weston Burville, 1 catch for 3 yards, which was a two-point conversion. Alec Kerr, 2 catches for 23 yards tonight. Braden Allred, 1 catch for 5 yards. And your leading receiver, Jimmy Burchett, 4 catches, 53 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a two-point conversion. On the rushing side, Joseph Markham led the way tonight, 13 carries, 116 yards, two-point conversions. We saw Leighton Brown come in, have two carries for 13 yards. Cole Eads, two carries for 26 yards. Alec Kerr, five carries for 42 yards and two touchdowns. Jimmy Burchett had two carries in that for 9 yards. Weston Burwell, one 25-yard carry. Nate Adams, seven carries, 44 yards, two touchdowns, and a two-point conversion. And his brother Nolan with one carry for 11 yards.
Can you show Nate Drescher one more time?
I can't. He had seven carries, 44 yards, two touchdowns, and a two-point conversion. Nolan, one carry for 11 yards.
Thank you.
And then on the defensive side, not a whole lot of huge numbers, but a lot of people on the board there leading the way. Jimmy Burchett, Levi Garrett, both with four tackles tonight. Joseph Markham had two tackles, one for loss. McElroy, three tackles, one for loss. Garrett also had one for loss that I missed earlier. Parker Smith, two tackles, one for loss. Leighton Brown, one special team tackle. Alec Kerr, one tackle, one for loss. Weston Burwell, one tackle tonight. Ben Maxfield had two. Hunter Kyle, two. Hayden McGee came in and had one stop, a sack, and a tackle for loss, and very limited time playing on defense. Austin Anderson, one stop tonight. Nolan Adams, one. Nate Adams had an interception. Braden Allred, a special teams tackle. Eli Burnett had one tackle. Worm Smith came in and had two, including one for loss.
Pretty good stats. I'm going to go ahead and transition in here to the TDS top performer. It's brought to you by TDS Disposal. You know, so many times over these past 5 years now broadcasting, some of the hardest things we do is make a decision on who the TDS top performer is for the game. I wanted to settle in tonight on senior Jimmy Burchett, though. A nice night receiving, four receptions, two of those for touchdown. Is that stat right?
Yeah, four for 53, two touchdowns, and a two-point conversion.
You know, him and Nate Adams work so well together. Of course, the first cousins, you know, they play ball together their whole lives. But just the special chemistry there. We've talked about it before. Keaton Arms and Alec Kerr kind of share that because very much the same. They've been together so much. Well, Nate and Jimmy have that. And you see them do stuff you know, it takes a lot of practice, I think, sometimes. And they hadn't necessarily got that practice on field together because one being a senior, the other a sophomore. But Jimmy Burchett seems to shine in those roles when Nate's throwing it to him, and he did tonight. Four great catches, had the nice jet sweep rushes. Jimmy can do a little bit of everything. We've seen him return punts. We know how tough he is on defense. Had a couple special teams tackles tonight. Had the first into the game on the opening kickoff. Kind of set the tone there. We've talked about his hustle. We've talked about his drive and his competitive edge. It's unrivaled. There may be others that come close to having it, but nobody is a bigger competitor than Jimmy Burchett is.
Yeah, I agree with you. Throw in there, he led the team in tackles also tonight and just made some big plays. You know, we saw him score that second touchdown from Adams, and it was just another great catch in the back of the end zone. And then this last one here, too, he tacked one on. But, you know, it's I think you hit it on the head. Jimmy Burchett's got talent just like every player on this team, but it's that competitive spirit that he brings, the toughness, the grit. You know, for a guy, you don't think about a defensive back, safety, slash wide receiver, slash utility guy being that greedy. But now Jimmy Burchett is, and it flows throughout his veins and into this team.
Well, I guess it was during the interview that you did with him. Thanks where I heard this. You know, I don't know, Fletcher might have told me because he kind of looks up to Jimmy like he does all these guys. But I either heard Jimmy say or somebody tell me himself, well, if somebody beats him, he don't like him no more. You know, and fortunately, Jimmy's beat most of the guys he's ever played, so there's not this ton of people that he hates, but that's what it takes. If you beat him at something, he don't like you no more. He don't like Westmore. Was it an interview that he said that to you?
Right, yeah.
I thought so, too. You know, he's what's the deal with you guys in Westmore and Jimmy?
We lost to him the first time
right,
we played
him. Freshman year, they beat us, so I don't like him. That kind of attitude, Coach, is what it takes. You've got Jimmy Burchett on the hardwood. He's done some great things for you. Just talk about him for a minute tonight and otherwise.
Well, I just think his willingness to compete
and really his leadership as far as setting an example for everybody else. He's a tough kid.
He's a good kid.
Like I said, he competes like crazy. My best example, I guess, was his sophomore year toward the end of the season in the district and region tournament when he came in and essentially guarded, Pickett County's best players and shut them down and just began to really fill that role. And he's blossomed on from there. And like I said, he's a good leader, such a good example for these guys, and works hard in practice every day. Always has a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Always having fun.
That's right. Don't ever catch me in a bad mood. Joe Simmons, GM, don't know if I've ever heard it louder than when he's announced to the district tournament team that year as a sophomore for that great effort that he had. Tonight's TDS top performer, Jimmy Burchett, and it's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. My favorite time of the night, final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Fourth quarter, Wayne County 28, Cornersville 12. Fourth quarter, East Robb 29, Westmoreland 7. East Robb going to be the region champions, looks like. A
lot of talent on that team.
DeKalb and Upperman 10-10 in overtime.
OT.
Who picked who? You took Upperman. I had DeKalb.
Yeah.
Upperman. Okay.
Yeah. So you could pick up a game there. Whitwell 22, Lookout Valley 12 in the fourth quarter. They're still within striking distance there. I'm a little surprised by that score. A few finals. Fulton 42, Scott High 14. Monterey 42, Oneida 9. Gibbs 24, York 7. Smith County 41, Jackson County 0. And Fayetteville 38, Red Bank 2. Final score.
Wow. Single A 7-0 whooped the snot out of 4A 7-0. That's impressive.
They must be really good.
Kind of scary.
Must be really good.
Yeah, of course, we wouldn't see them until the state championship game. And if we can get there, we'll be pretty happy.
Yeah.
We'll be pretty happy. Folks, hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight from Grundy County.
I got to get it in. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Your infestation is our occupation.
Hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. 54-0, the final. Clay County 7-1 now on the season. York Institute in Salina, 1 week from tonight. Homecoming 2022, a late homecoming. It'll be a high 65 that day, I think, for the parade. No rain. Should be nice for that. So that part worked out good.
And Bulldog Nation, the next two games, if you have not seen this Clay County football team, now's your chance. They're going to be great games. York Institute, the game we've all been waiting for the next week in Gordonsville. Come out to John Teeples Field and watch this football team.
No doubt. Folks, for Matt Adams, who's been behind the camera, for Rob Edwards, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.